Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right? Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
3, 2, 1. Bop.
Bounce. The fuck did I just shoot?
I don't know.
Sophie's Easter eggs.
No.
Why are you sitting on her Easter eggs?
Because they were in my spot.
And now, and now
they're not in your spot.
I moved. Shut up.
We had a
it's been an eventful
breakage.
Last 20 minutes, guys. Yeah. Well, first off, welcome to Mama's and Mambo. Badoo, come.
Okay, but
carefully. Good boy.
Okay, good job.
All right, back. Okay, it's 30 seconds and we haven't. Welcome to Mama's and Merlot, people. It is Friday. It is recording day.
You'll hear this on Wednesday.
Yay, on Wine Wednesday. And it's, my name is Vanessa, as always. And you're... I guess I don't know how I became the host, you guys. I really don't.
De facto. It was your fact.
It wasn't. How? I, this wasn't. Okay. And Christy's with me.
Hola, it's Christy.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
I honestly don't remember the podcast being my idea. I thought it was Christy's idea.
It was kind of both of our ideas.
But I have
was
to say,
it?
I was already like cooking one up.
It's Friday night. And Money.
I love that. That's an underrated song of theirs.
It really is.
Because I do like that song.
So
it's
anyway,
a remake, but
I don't know whose idea.
I was cooking one up already. I was already thinking, I'm like, what could we do?
Well, one of our children is to blame for throwing up on me.
We're pretty sure it's Lincoln. We've come to that conclusion.
He is the one with the most
like the most reflux.
Reflux.
Yeah. He throws up a lot. Although he's been pretty good. No, I'm lying.
Well, anyway. Whoever's idea it was, I'm glad we're here. I'm glad you're with us. Thanks for listening. My radio voice came out just then.
That was nice.
It was pleasant.
We're a little giddy today.
We are. I mean, it's been a pretty eventful last, like, what, half hour maybe?
Yeah.
Because, so as we were setting up to go live, we actually ordered, because we had strayed from our staple of raw cookie dough, and we discovered this new company here in Miami that delivers raw cookie dough.
Safe to eat raw
cookie dough. Safe to eat raw cookie dough, which means it's egg free. But or it's
like, or pasteurized eggs. I can't remember what it is.
Whatever. It's safe to eat.
Yeah.
It's not like raw eggs. Like there's no fear of salmonella. So it's
not that we cared anyway.
Yeah. We clearly didn't give a shit. But this place is called Dough Miami, and you're the one that read about it, Christy. You're the one.
It was on New Times. I did find it because I've been stalking the New York City craze that's gone around. So I was like, I need to go to New York, but no, I don't because
Miami's actually catching up.
Well, they have it like set up like an ice cream parlor, so that might be like a fun.
Yeah, it's like a fun adventure, but apparently it takes still hours to get into it.
Well, yeah, David's uncle just went because his son got a job with Bloomberg, so he was like moving him into New York, and he waited for like an hour.
Yeah,
in the cold, in the winter, in the snow. It was like the same weekend that like that big blizzard hit a couple weeks ago. Right.
Back. Yeah. No. But see, this is they're still doing delivery, and they don't have a storefront yet.
Yeah, they're cooking out of somebody's house, which is.
It's a family-owned company, so it's
pretty... I don't want to say anything negative, but that's kind of sketchy.
No, it's not. It's
like, well, not for Miami. I mean, there's a lot of, like, abuelas that sell food out of their house.
Better than anything you'll find.
Exactly. So, this... I mean, we already dug into our cookie dough, and it's fantastic. Yes. We have original flavor and s'mores, and the s'more smells like brownie in a cup.
It's fantastic.
They don't use eggs at all.
Oh, no?
Yeah, that's what I figured.
It isn't bakeable.
Yeah, well, so it's not bakeable, but which it's was delicious. My question, but it is delicious.
But I feel like, you know, you have a stand mixer, you can put...
Yeah, I could probably put in probably figure it out. Egg or two and...
Might ruin it, but, you know.
Whatever. Christy paid, so...
I want to
Venmo her. Relax.
I know. It was a joke.
You don't have to at all.
It was a joke.
This is... It's dough, D-O... Like, actual dough. Yeah, D-O-U-G-H. Like and I know that their Twitter is Dough Miami, at Dough Miami, but their website is Dough MIA.
That's confusing. Anywho, we will share links. We will post pictures, you know, all that jazz that we always
do. It is delicious.
It's fantastic.
And it goes very nicely.
With our wine. What a good segue, Christy.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting good at this.
Maybe next week you can play host.
No.
I don't like responsibility.
Okay, so this week's wine is a wine that we've been like eyeballing for a little bit, and it's also a listener recommendation. This came to us recommended by Aaron. So thank you, Aaron. This we are drinking tonight, 19 Crimes, the Cabernet Sauvignon. And it is an Australian wine. And I mean, we've already taken a sip, and it's pretty good. It goes fantastic with the cookie dough.
It goes great with the cookie dough, first of all. And second of all, it's very, very... It's the smell is amazing, and it tastes super light. It's actually going to be up there in my, like, favorites of wines that we've tried.
I just got an idea.
What?
We should do, at some point, like, our own, like, geek more.
Of all the wines that we've tried,
why not?
Can we buy a bottle
of each?
Sure, why not?
We don't have to buy two of each. We'll buy two now.
Do for sleep overnight.
Okay, so I want to talk about the wine real quick, just a little bit longer, because I love this bottle. The bottle is like an opaque glass, so it looks almost matte. And
could it be apothecary-ish?
Sure, it could be apothecary-ish. Why not?
Still smell the opium.
That joke does not get old.
I love that, like, the label. I love this wine is fantastic. It's like...
It's a great design concept.
It is a great design concept. It's the front label, it looks like a wanted poster. And it says Proclamation 19 Crimes, each declared by His Majesty to be punishable on conviction by transportation. And then on the back, it goes into basically just describing how Australia became colonized,
more or less.
And it's actually, it's pretty interesting. It says at the last sentence of the description says this wine celebrates the rules they broke and the culture they built, and I think that is
yummy.
It's fantastic. So definitely, I feel like this is one that we would recommend. And we've barely had like three sips of it. Smells amazing. The bottle's super cool. Super cool.
Oh, I told Dave to buy me one of these.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tell him to buy me one of those.
We're talking about the Beauty and the Beast.
The plastic
the Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, that they're Disneyland exclusive, which is a nice segue into my week.
How are you doing?
I have had the Vanessa experience.
Isn't it wonderful?
And I've been oh, balls.
Is that how you've been all week?
That's how she's been all week.
My nail just broke, and I'm, of course, my nail always breaks like the day before I have a manicure appointment.
Of course.
Fucking he. All right. Well, anyway, that happened. I've been a solo mom this week because my husband is traveling for work. So he is in Anaheim, California. He has been there all week for a convention. And some of you might be asking why a teacher needs to go to a convention.
I've been asked that all week.
He is, excuse me. He is one of the moderators for their broadcast journalism team, and it's a competing team, and their national competition changes locations every year. Last year it was in Atlanta. Next year it's in Nashville, and this year it's in Anaheim, California. So they competed all week. Last night they won Best Documentary Film.
Yay! Congratulations, school.
Yay! And this morning didn't go so well. They got like a couple of other things, but they didn't do as well as they had hoped. But they celebrated by going to Disneyland. And
so jealous. I've been dying to go to Disneyland. Disneyland I've never is been.
Cool. I'm not going to say, like, it's okay, so.
I know it's smaller.
It's a lot smaller, and it's definitely.
We're talking in comparison to Disney World.
It's in comparison to Disney World, which is where we're, like, whereas Disney World is, like, hundreds and hundreds of acres, and it basically is its own municipality. Disneyland is, for those of you who have been to both, you know that, like, it's just very different, and
one fits in the corner of Disney World.
Yeah, all of the entire original Disneyland park fits in the Hollywood Studios parking lot.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
yeah, I heard that.
They say that
when you're on the tram.
When you're on the tram in Hollywood Studios.
I have been saying for so many years on property that I don't even remember Brandy on the trams anymore.
Oh, well.
Well, yeah. Well,
because I'm lazy now.
Well, excuse me. We don't all stay on property.
You know, Jeff money, so.
Jeff money.
I know it's Christy money.
No, it's neither. It's just I'm lazy.
But yeah, they say that on the tram at Hollywood Studios at the entire...
Yeah, if you pay attention on the trams, they're making jokes sometimes, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah. So he has been doing that all week, but then today he was complaining that he's standing at the Anaheim Hilton, which the Anaheim Hilton is directly across the street from Disneyland, and then it's also like one of those hotels that links to the convention.
Is it technically a Disney hotel? Is it like on property?
It's not. It's one of their good neighbor hotels, but so Disneyland, the Disneyland Resort only has three hotels.
Okay.
And yeah, since the city, like, there's so many. Like how Orlando has a bunch of other brand hotels around.
Yeah.
Disneyland does also, but it's just they're all right there because it's so concentrated because the city of Anaheim kind of came up around Disneyland that it they're all like one next to. So that's like the Best Western and the Hilton and the Marriott, or like they're all like next door to each other.
Yeah.
But his hotel is one of those that's also like links to the convention center. Mm-hmm. So he's sitting in his room and he's on the phone with me earlier today. And it just so happens that their convention ended and WonderCon started today, which WonderCon is another one of these like mierda fucking.
I'm giving side eye
comic book
across
conventions. The country,
the country to Dave,
because he probably complained about the most first world of all first world problems.
I'm sure the mic is hearing, but whatever.
He goes to me, he's like, oh, I'm so mad because I'm sitting here, I'm looking out my window, and I'm looking at all the signs for WonderCon.
Boo.
And I can't go to WonderCon because I have to go to Disneyland.
Oh my God, David. My heart is breaking for you.
I have to.
I don't know how you're going to survive. This is like...
You should have told him. You don't have to go anywhere. Sit in your hotel room.
Well, I told him, and he said the same thing to me. He was like, we have a friend that's a pretty well-known cosplayer that actually just got verified on Instagram this week.
Yeah.
And he's there, and...
The guy that plays Prince Eric?
Yeah. And he's there, and he's like, I could just text Leo, and he could get me in. I don't even have to pay. And I'm like, well, you could if you didn't want to, you know. He's like, no, but I want to go to Disneyland. It's like
first world problems.
Such a crybaby. I want to go to Disneyland on a fucking, I was going to say like Thursday, but today's Friday.
What is it that Chandler says something about whatever and he ends it with, and your gold shoes are too tight or something like that?
Yeah.
I can't remember the
oh
line.
Oh my God, it's like on the tip of my tongue.
I'll Google it. Hang on.
Now.
Damn it.
But anyway, so David is right now at Disneyland and he's spent a lot of money buying stuff for Link.
The color like, of that wine
every
is
time he tells me
it's so pretty
that it's the sorry, last Steph. Time he's purchased something for Link, 20 minutes later he calls me, he's like, oh,
just kidding,
I got this, oh, I got this. So like yesterday he was showing me like via FaceTime like all the stuff that he bought him, and he bought him a Captain America Mickey ears, he bought him,
I'm side-eyeing now,
a stuffed baby Groot.
Oh, that's cute.
He bought him a stuffed Jack Skellington.
Can he bring me a stuffed baby Groot?
He bought...
No moving, no baby Groot.
No, but I want a stuffed
no
one.
No moving.
You didn't see the video that I posted the other day? They have an actual, like, yeah. real dancing baby. Because shit was $45. I'm probably going to still buy it, but whatever.
I have a Groot Christmas tree topper.
That's should. Cute.
Karina's husband made it for me on his 3D printer.
You should. Oh, Jeff wants one of those.
That's amazing.
So anyway,
I'll sell it to him.
the thing that no, we were talking about, what led us to this conversation is I was on Instagram and I was scrolling through Instagram and they had the Beauty and the Beast like exclusive souvenir cup. That's,
seriously,
like,
tell him to bring me one.
The glass. And I texted him a picture of it yesterday and I was like, if you see this, you need to get it for me. So
we'll text him. Right
text
now.
Him. Text him.
David,
send in the chat because I want one too. Because he's gonna have to buy a separate suitcase for all the stuff he bought anyway. So he
supposedly
can
he you send me- the can you send the pic in the chat so I can tell him that he needs to bring three of those, one for each of us.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
But yeah, he told me that he supposedly bought one thing for me too. So you know, whatever. Yay, lucky me!
You're getting a pin.
One thing.
Because there's no room for anything else for you.
I'm getting like a flattened balloon.
It's like, oh, this is for you. This is all the room that there was.
That's okay. My kid.
Well, that's it. Let me tell you, it's gotten to the point that, like, no matter where we go, if I send Jeff anywhere, he comes back with something for Nathan, and I can't even hate on it. I'm just like, I did we just ask?
Yes, we just asked. I'll read how I asked. Steph sent the picture of the cup and I go, so we've been calling Dave my BFF lately. So I was like, BFF, I'll buy the popcorn at our next movie if you bring us each our own rose cup. Thanks in advance. So hopefully he'll see it and he'll bring us each our own cup.
I'm just,
and
I just
each
clarified.
Is three. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
I just clarified and each is three.
Love,
just in case.
Mama's
umbrella. Wait, love, Mama, and Merlot. This is what we do, people. This is
how we
do.
Spend our day.
Oh, God.
Texting each other.
I spend way too much time on this group chat.
Yeah, really, it does take up my whole day.
It really does. It's so sad. But like the other day, I sent Jeff because I sent you guys a picture because we got Nathan. We were at Target and we got him this little turtle. That's like it's called Little Live Pets. And it's like a little turtle that you turn it on and it can walk. Like it moves its legs and it walks on the ground, or you can put it in water and it swims. So he was like obsessed with it for about like a good 2.5 days and slept with it and everything. And then yesterday he was playing with it and I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was a battery issue or what, but all of a sudden it stopped like turning on. Mm-hmm. And it would like, I would shake it and it would move a little bit and I would hit the button and nothing. And then I would hit the button again and shake it and it would move. So I'm like, okay, this is busted, water got in somewhere, maybe I didn't tighten the little like battery area to keep it watertight or something. So I called Jeff, I go, he hasn't really noticed it, like he hasn't really like
that
paid attention
moving.
That it's not like moving around, or
he drained the battery on it.
Well, no, we changed the battery out and it seems like it could be that like when we changed it, we went through a battery a day the first 3 days.
Jeez.
That we had it. Yeah,
wonderful.
Well, last year for Christmas, my sisters-in-law gave David, I had always said that I wanted the Disney monorail train, the model train, like for my Christmas tree, like for around my Christmas tree, instead of having like a regular train. And they bought it for us last year for Christmas. Like that's a fucking, it's like $90 that thing.
Nice. I still want the Lego castle.
Yeah, that's $300.
Yeah, I know, but I want it.
Yeah. You gonna build it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If not, Jeff will make it for you. He loves that stuff.
He can build it with me. I want to do it.
He loves building those things, and he can build those huge freaking things. Like he built the Millennium Falcon in like 2 hours.
Oh, I like to take my time.
No, he just sits there and just gets it done. Like it's not like a over like, yeah. It's, you understand?
It's supposed to be fun, like a puzzle, relaxing. No,
it's relaxing for him for about 2 hours, and he's done. And then it goes in a little cubby, and you don't touch it. Because when you touch it, you break things like I did. I was like, oh, look how cute. Clunk. Oh, is this supposed to come off in my hand? And then what I did when we first were.
Oh, my God. Did you see? Sorry. Like, I just remembered that when the last Star Wars movie came out, not Rogue One, the episode 8?
7.
Whatever. I'm so confused with the order. When episode 7 came out, that Conan did, like, the Star Wars episodes. You didn't see that? Mm-mm. One of, like, I guess. Somebody that works on Conan's show brought out
the Millennium
Falcon, and I think it was Harrison Ford that,
and
like,
they just
smashed
it, destroyed it.
Even I, that I haven't built one, I was like,
oh, my monster.
Yeah, I was like, why?
Yeah.
Why would he do that? That just seems so mean. Whether it was like planned or he did it just to be a dick, I'm like, that's fucked up.
Well, no, yeah. Like we saw it, but like, I can tell you it takes like 3 hours to build it because that's what took Jeff. But like, and then we put it away and I was like, oh, there's like little flaps that open. And I like, opened it and then it came off in my hand. And I just put it back on and I closed it. And then like a week later or a couple days later, one of his friends came over and he was showing it to them. And he's like, yeah, the flaps open. And he goes, this is loose. And I just walked out of the room.
I didn't do it.
Like, I didn't do it. And he was like, babe. And I go,
wasn't me. It's Nathan.
No, it was prior.
This is I blame the kid forever.
This was one. Well, no, this was pre-Nathan.
Whenever I want to like get out of something,
Nathan,
whenever I
want
to get out of something, oh, I can't. Link's not feeling well, or he's going to bed early.
Yes.
No, this was pre-Nathan. So this was because
I'm running late. Oh, he's just giving me a bad morning.
No, because Jeff got the Millennium Falcon Lego for our wedding. It was his registration. I let him register for one thing that was non. That was just random. I was like, I'm not going to pay for it.
And somebody bought it for
his parents.
Oh. Well, not like that.
It was somebody was bound to get it
adult
for him.
So hard.
Exactly. But,
God.
Yeah. That's my but, yeah, he loves building that stuff. But, oh my God, we're saying it was prior to Lego. I lost my dream. I thought I did.
Disneyland. We're talking about Disneyland.
Well, oh. We're talking about the batteries for the turtle.
Oh, yeah, the turtle. Yeah. So the turtle, so I sent Jeff to Target, and I'm like, listen, I think we need another turtle. I think this turtle's dead. And so he goes, and he FaceTimes me from Target because he can't find where they're at because I guess they're not as popular, or they sell out, or I don't know what it is. But so he couldn't find the area where they were, and he like FaceTimes. I'm like, okay, turn here. Okay, there it is. And the ones that are available are not the one that we have, which is like a red and blue one. So I'm like, okay, well, don't buy it. I'll look for it online because he's going to know that it's not the same one. And I didn't like any of the other ones. And so he's like, okay, yeah, I'll head back home. Don't say anything. Don't know anything. He comes back home. Hey, Nathan, look what I got. And all of a sudden, here's Nathan with a PJ Masks gecko. It's like the size of like, it's like a, not huge, but like the size of my hand, a giant size like gecko. And I'm like, where did that come from? He goes, well, I couldn't leave Target without getting him something. And I couldn't really exactly. I'm like, well, okay. Because then he was like, Mama, look, it's my best friend.
Oh my God.
And then he's like walking around. He's like, Mama, super gecko muscles. And like hitting the button. And he's like, super gecko camouflage. Because he doesn't can't say camouflage. Right. So it's more like camouflage.
Well, this whole week that David's been in California, Link has been going, Papa Camornia.
Camornia?
Yeah.
California.
Camornia. Well, with the monorail thing, he came across, we have it just like in our living room, like in a box. And the other day he was like, he just happened upon it. I was like, oh, what's this? So my mom, of course, tells him like, oh, you can play with it. It's yours. And I'm like, no, lady.
That's mine.
So then, of course, you can't go back on it. So the thing is set up in his fucking room. And I hadn't opened it. I wasn't intending on opening it until Christmas. So we put the batteries in or whatever. My first disappointment is that it does the announcement of the monorail, but it does not do the Spanish announcement of the monorail. Fail. And I'm like, this is the worst fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, why would you not do the fucking Spanish?
There are shirts.
Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas. Like, why would you not?
There are shirts that say that.
I know. Why would you exclude that from the fucking toy monorail? Like, even if you don't speak Spanish, you know what it means. Everybody knows what that is.
There are shirts for a reason. People like it.
And I was just like, so that was my first disappointment. But then the kid doesn't fucking stop. And he drained the battery on the monorail. Four AA batteries that thing took in 3 days. And now I'm just not going to replace the battery.
Well, that's what happened with Nathan for Christmas. He, they finally got him this like train, like little track with like a moving platform of Pocoyo, his like favorite like little animated person. Like his party was of that, his third birthday and everything. And it brings a little tiny car with a little Pocoyo in it, the little character that like you turn it on. It's a battery operated. It runs along its little track and it runs around by itself. It's a little car, but it sings the little song of that's like dun, 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 like. He's used it so much. He's dropped it. He's thrown it around that like now it's like
and if you change the battery it doesn't fix
no
it.
The sound, the speaker box, nice. It's what's messed up. The thing moves perfectly fine, but I guess he's, because the thing is that besides putting it on the little track, of course that's not where you put it. You send it hurling down the hallway into the walls. You put it on top of the table and watch it fall off the table.
Nice.
You know, he wants to see it fly because Pocoyo needs to fly.
Right.
So there's, or he'll get it and like take it away from the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And like it gets flung across the room. So I think the speaker box is like, so it goes from da na 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 to mar, 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 mar. So it's really creepy.
Nice.
But of course, because he's a child.
And he thinks it's funny.
No, not only that, like he'll turn it on and leave the room.
Lovely.
And then you go back to the room and it's just going around in circles on the track. And here I'm thinking, I need to conserve that battery because this is costing me money. I go back while he's completely in another room and go in and I turn it off. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere,
Pocoyo,
Pocoyo. Well, he calls it Pocoyo. And I'm like, how the hell did you hear that? But he will put it on and he'll turn on the little like rotating platform that goes ch-ch-ch-ch. And again, I turn it off. He runs into the room and turns it back on. I don't understand how he hears it. I just don't get it.
Because they have selective listening or selective hearing. And they won't hear you say, pick up your shoes, put on your socks. Let's go. It's time to go. It's time, whatever. Time to eat. Time to go to sleep. They won't hear that until you scream like a hysterical person. But the moment you turn off their toy or the TV, no. They hear it. They'll hear it from three houses away.
Well, I told Jeff, like, there was a couple times that, like, Nathan will be sitting in the living room.
Or a bunch of dicks.
In like, his room or something. And, like, he'll be playing. And, like, Jeff will go, Nathan, nothing. Nathan, nothing. Nathan, nothing. And, like, for a while there, like, Jeff will be like, do you think he has a hearing issue?
No.
And then I'm like, no, watch.
He's not paying attention to you.
I'm like, no, he's ignoring you. And then I go, Nathan, you want the phone? Yeah, mama phone. I'm like, no, Papa, you can't have the phone. I was just messing with you. But I just want to, or Nathan, you want a cookie? Or like, I'll say something like that. Or Nathan, you want to go outside? And all of a sudden, the child can hear perfectly.
Of course. Well, like I said, I think I said it last week, or I've said it before on the podcast. Like, Sophie will not hear me, and I'm standing 2 feet from her. But the other day, that she was 3 rooms away, and I'm not even being sarcastic, 3 rooms away. And I whispered, I hate this stupid thing. And I said it really quietly, but she's 3 rooms away. And I hear her, Mommy, we don't say stupid. I'm surprised she didn't say stupid and hate, because I tell her those are 2 words we don't say. Mommy, we don't say stupid. And I'm like, but bitch, you were 3 rooms away. And you don't hear me. When I'm sitting here and you're sitting 2 feet away and I tell you put your shoes on, you don't hear it. I tell him, like, put your mother's shoes on! Like,
What? What is it with kids? What is it with shoes?
Shaking my fist dramatically.
What is it with shoes? Like, Nathan, when he wants to go in the backyard, he's all about my mama's chase shoes. My mama, because we have like a pair of shoes by the back door.
Right.
That are these like just they're regular little shoes with like with Paw Patrol with Chase. That's like a Velcro, super easy to put on and off. And we just keep them by the back door because I sent him to school with them once and he like fell three times. So I said, these are not school shoes because they don't have enough traction for school shoes. But in our backyard, it's perfectly fine because it's all grass and, you know, there's no slipping around on concrete. So he'll be like, Mama, chase shoes outside. Mama, let's go outside. I'm like, okay, put on your chase shoes. Runs to the shoes, puts them on. It's all good. Every morning, Nathan, it's time to put on your shoes for school. I don't like shoes.
Of course.
Nathan, you like shoes. I don't like shoes. Let's put on your socks. I don't like socks because that's the new thing. I don't like. I'm like today I gave him French fries. And I'm like, Nathan, do you want a French fry? He goes, I don't like French fries.
Since when?
I'm like, yes, you do. And he goes, hey, French fry. Like, you just said, or like the other day, he's been talking about pizza for 3 days. Finally, yesterday, I went and I bought him like, and I made him little homemade little pizzas. And I was like, Nathan, look, pizza. And he goes, I don't like pizza. I'm like, God. You're going to sit down and you're going to eat this pizza. And then like he sat there and he was looking at it and looking at me. And then he just started eating. He's like, Mama, I love pizza. It's yummy. I'm like, you just want to say I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like, you just...
Oliver is going through that same thing right now.
Well, Link has a thing with his socks. It's like, he has to come home and takes off... He's fine with shoes. And if you take them off and he wants them on, like, God forbid. But when he takes off his school shoes, he has to take off his school socks. And then he has to change into his, like...
Regular socks?
Character socks for the day. So, whether it's, like, the Ninja Turtle socks or it's the Paw Patrol socks or the Star Wars socks or whatever, like... Mama socks the Marshall. Mama socks the Darth Vader. Mama socks the Captain America. Like, whichever one he's just decided. And then sometimes they're dirty and he wants the dirty socks. And I'm like, that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not. But yeah.
Did you guys tell what Sophie was just wearing?
A beanie?
That was amazing. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I had to get up and mom a few minutes ago.
And if you didn't notice, while I was telling my, I think, Target or battery story, or when Jeff brought me brought Nathan the gecko, there was like a pause in my voice.
Because Sophie just woke up, like, I guess she was having like a bad dream or something, but she walked out of her room like a little zombie wearing a beanie that I have not seen in weeks.
When did you find that? This is also the little girl that sleeps with a sleep mask.
This is true. She does wear a eye mask. I don't know where she found the beanie. I don't know if she fell asleep with it. I don't know if she, like...
woke up and put the beanie on.
Yeah, I think she might have woken up and put the beanie...
Did you take a chunk out of mine?
I did.
Oh, okay. I was like, where's their picture? whenever I eat ice cream out of the carton or whatever, I'm like an excavator and I eat it like leveled.
I realized that.
So I'm like, there is
like
a giant fucking chunk. And my OCD was starting to
can get some of mine to
flare up. And I was like, oh my God, what's happening?
I really like my s'more one, but every once in a while I need like I wanted a non-chocolate taste.
I'm pretty sure what Chrissy said, that she got up, put the beanie on and came out because she went and laid down.
And she needed protection?
She went and laid down, and while she was laying down, I went to get the sleepy stick, which if you have not heard of the sleepy stick.
I recommended it to three of my friends the other day and I gave them like Paula's info. All of them bought it.
Good.
Amazing.
So my friend Paula, who I have been trying to get on this podcast because she is amazeballs. She is a Perfectly Posh consultant. And if you haven't heard of Perfectly Posh, it's like an all natural skincare line. Like, it's chemical free, it's vegan, it's all that amazing, it's natural, it smells fantastic. Everything,
all that hippy dippy shit.
Yeah, all that hippy dippy crunchy mama bullshit. But it's amazing. Every product I've tried of Posh's is fantastic, but my favorite and the thing that got me hooked on them is their sleepy sleep stick, which is like think of like a sunscreen stick. It's about that size,
or like an Elmer's glue stick.
Jumbo Elmer's glue stick, but that's like exactly what it is, like a chapstick, like a glue stick. It's just a stick and it's like waxy, but it has lavender oil in it, and I rub my kids down with it and they sleep so well. So right now she was just having like, I guess, like a nightmarish kind of thing. So I swiped some on her face, under her nose, and on her chest, like Vicks. Peace.
No, and you've recommended it, and I
will stand on top of my roof and like shout it to everybody, like, perfectly posh sleepy sleep stick. If your child is a bad sleeper, I'm not saying like it's the end all cure all, but it helps.
Listen,
a shit ton.
You guys have heard me. I have a diagnosed insomniac.
Yeah,
at home.
You do.
And for the last 2 weeks, we're going on two and a half weeks now, that we started a new sleep routine, and using the sleepy stick is part of it. That I bought two after using a sample that Vanessa gave me of the
last little bit of my stick.
You know, that last little bit of,
like,
your deodorant.
Like, when it doesn't turn anymore, like, it's just not coming out, but there's still some left. That's
what
I gave
her. If you put your finger in, you can get it out. Well, I used that one night, and I called Paula the next day, and I ordered one. And she's like, oh, it won't be here till Sunday. I'm like, do you have a way of getting me one sooner? She had some in her stash, and I'm like, I'll still take the one that's coming on Sunday. I will take two.
Yeah.
And I have them in my house, and my son has... you know, he still has his moments that he wakes up.
Well,
but,
yeah, it's not like magic. It's not like you're giving them an Ambien. Like, yeah, it's still an all natural product.
Toddler Ambien.
Wow. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not
like, can we invent that?
That would be pretty awesome.
It's not like it's going to knock them on their asses.
Want to become millionaires and invent fucking toddler Ambien.
Yeah. It's not going to knock them on their asses. It's not like...
No, well, and it
but
will...
But it is... It does help calm them down.
I think it will knock them on their asses. Oh, yeah. It just won't keep them knocked out on their asses. That's
better.
But
you could definitely reapply in the middle of the
night. Yeah, and I have had to, and I realized that, like, I keep one in my nightstand and one in his nightstand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My sleepy sticks are in Oliver's room. Like, they're up in his closet, so he can't reach them, because one night he did reach them and, like, dug a hole out with his finger. And I was like, little bastard.
Nathan made put some on me. So Nathan doesn't like, well, the first couple times he was like, no, mama, no, no, like. And then it became, no tickles. And now he'll just let me do it. So
Oliver asks me every night, mami, cremita?
Yeah, now he'll let me do it, so it's good. But, and it'll get him to sleep. And then, like,
if you're interested, we will share Paula's link to her Facebook group, so you can join her group. She's not spammy, which I love.
No,
like,
she's not
spammy at all, but she's really fun. And if you're local,
yeah,
she will deliver to you. Like,
yeah, she shows up at your door. Here, it's fabulous.
And she does lots of giveaways, and she'll send samples. Like, she sends free samples all the time. So Paula's the tits. And yeah, this
and you
is
can
like
pay her
free
through,
endorsement.
You can pay her through Cash App.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, and I put it on Nathan, and he, like,
mom used it.
Well, and that was where I was going with this. So two stories that I go with that. First, when Vanessa first gave us the itty bitty pieces of it, I have it, and I'm like, Nathan's in bed, and I put it on him, and my mom's like, what's that? And my mom is a very bad sleeper, but like, just like me, I don't sleep a lot. I can sleep for an hour and I'll be fine, because I'm just used to being a bad sleeper, which is why I'm used to my kid. I know where he gets it from, so I can't complain. But my mom, if she doesn't sleep, she gets like, she doesn't feel well the next day. Like, her whole body's out of whack.
Right.
So she was sick, and she hasn't been sleeping well, 'cause she was coughing and stuff. So she's like, oh, does this work? And I'm like, well, we're trying it out. You know, Vanessa uses it for Oliver and this and that. So she's like, okay. She's like, put some on me. So I put a little bit on her, and like, she goes to her room, and my mom has passed out in like 5 or 10 minutes after applying. The next morning, she's like, that works really well.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's scary. Like, she was like, also, like, I go, mommy, you want to put some more tonight? She goes, I don't know. It happens
so fast.
You know
what else works really well? Ambien.
Well, after your mom's story, because sometimes I don't sleep well either, but after you told me your mom's story, like, I never put two and two together to use it on myself. So I put it on myself. I slept like a rock that night. I was like, this is the tits. Like, well, it's so good.
And that's where my second one was, because like, now Nathan, since he will let me put it on him, part of the deal is
he puts it on you.
He'll go, mama, my turn. So he'll get it, and then he'll try to put it on me. So I like push away a little bit, and I let him put it on my chest,
right?
So it's at least not that close to me. But the first time he put a little bit on my chest, and like, I see him like putting him to bed, and little by little I'm like, Funny. Like closing my eyes.
It smells amazing. It smells like lavender. It's so good. Like I talk about the sleepy stick all day.
I wanted to pass out. Like, and it was so hard for me because I'm like, no. I'm momming. Hold on. I'm still I'm not done here. I'm not done. I can't do this.
It's really great.
Yeah. So now I can't like let him put it on me. It's like a whole, no, Papa, this is yours.
Well, yeah, Oliver asked me and he goes, Mommy, cremita. Like every night we put it and like I swipe a little on his forehead, a little on his nose, behind his ears and on his chest. And he goes, aquí. And he points to every spot. Aquí, aquí, aquí. And then he like asked me to put it on his finger so he can like rub it on his nose himself. He loves it.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to the point, but we've gotten to the point he'll let me do it. Yeah. And he's not like screaming. And then he'll go, Mama, tickle.
Yeah, the first like one or two times that I did it, Oliver's like, what the fuck are you doing? And then after that, he loves it. He can't sleep without it.
Yeah, but it was great. Like we're, you know, consistently, he does have his wake ups and we deal with them and stuff like that. But like consistently, Nathan for the last 2.5-3 weeks has fallen asleep without and it's not even that he's fallen asleep. He's fallen asleep without a show.
Right.
It's not an elaborate thing anymore. Not a
production.
Yeah, for at like 7:30, 8:30, like between that range. And it's like people can watch my child now. Like before it was like, oh, you know, I want
to
go out.
Yeah, remember, like you would tell us like, no, I can't. I have to be home to put him to bed.
Nobody wanted to. You can't. That's not that they wanted to. You couldn't do it. My mom, like,
I'm glad it helped.
Yeah, like it really, really did. So yeah, I'm like, Paula, you the bomb. And
thebomb.com.
Yeah, and Perfectly Posh Sleepy Stick. We get no money for this, people.
We really don't. And this was like an unplanned endorsement, but it is, I mean,
my kid like amazing. Is passed out and it's great.
In his crate?
Well, no, he doesn't have a crate. the dog doesn't even have a freaking crate anymore. Oh my God. Okay. So random, which is worse, kid or dog? So my dog. Yeah. Well, so sometimes when Nathan gets up in the middle of the night and stuff like that, like I'll just go because Nathan, we've transitioned him to early on to a full size bed. Mm-hmm. Instead of like doing the day bed or the twin bed or whatever, we just went straight to from the crib to the full size. And because we figured if we had to go into the room with him, we were going to be comfortable.
Right.
So he has a decent sized bed that we can lie down in. And I'll go in there to the room and I'll go get him down and I'll get him calm and everything. And he'll go back to sleep. And then I'll get up. And the last like week and a half, I go do that and I go back to my bed. And the fucking dog. Okay, so before, and I know, blah, blah, dogs in beds, whatever. My dogs used to sleep at the foot of your bed, at the foot of the bed, you know, or snuggled up next to Jeff or around there. No big deal. For the last little bit, when I go to see the kid, the fucking dog gets in my side of the bed.
And what I mean, of course he does. No.
Like my side, like at my pillows, under my covers. Like if he's a human. Yes. The reason I found out he was under the covers is because the other day I come back to the bed.
Did you sit on him?
And I literally like.
Oh, I tell my dog, I'm like, Roxy, if you don't move, I'm going to lay down and you're going
to
get swished.
I didn't expect him to be in my. So I lift the cover and I go to lay down and the dog is flipping there. What are you looking for, puppy? The
thing to cut the.
Okay, I saw it. Oh. But, yeah, I was like, I can't believe you. Que atrevida. I'm like, who do you think you are? And he's a boy, but whatever. Who do you think you are? And Jeff's like, I'm like, no.
He's a bitch like that. That's why you call him a girl. Yeah. Well, my dogs don't sleep in our bed because Neri like is super, super picky about having like crumbs. Like he doesn't even let me eat in bed. So when he's not home, I'm like, fuck you. I'm going to eat my cereal in my bed, which it doesn't make crumbs. So petty. That's how petty as fuck. So the dogs don't sleep in our bed, but we used to like we started trusting them. Because they weren't like peeing inside and they weren't making messes when we would leave. So we used to leave them in our room. So they were contained, but they could like roam a little bit. And I started coming home and I'm like, these fuckers, not only are they getting on the bed, they're only on my side of the bed. like on top of my pillow, like right where my shoulders and my face go. So it's like dog hair and like dog crap. I'm like, not like actual crap, but like dirt and whatever like is all over them. I'm like, you fucking douche. So now if I leave them in the room, I have to make sure that like the comforter is pulled over, so at least they're on the comforter and not on the sheet. But even still, still my side of the bed, like always my side of the bed. So I have to leave like a suitcase or something if I don't want them to sit on my pillow.
They're like kids. Dicks. They know. They're
fucking dicks.
They know.
Everyone's a dick.
That was the best. Like, everyone's a dick.
Dick.
Well,
everyone's a dick. I hate everyone.
I hate everyone.
Well, that and the like, I don't. It doesn't really have to do with it, but it's similar. It's the Amy Poehler Parks and Rec, the Everything Hurts and I'm Dying. I saw a tank top, like a workout, like an athleisure tank top that said that today. I'm like, I need
athleisure.
That's what it's called.
I know. I'm making fun of
I'm not just making shit up.
I know you're not. Is I've read it a thousand
this
times.
New trend of like wearing
of
workout,
wearing leggings and wearing workout clothes when like, you're not actually working out.
It's called athleisure.
For those of you who don't live in Miami, I always thought that that was called being a Venezuelan housewife in Doral.
Me, but why you gotta look at me when you say that shit?
I mean, if the shoe fits.
Well, you don't want to be Cuban.
Get out.
I like you.
You don't want to be a Cuban housewife.
No, because then she has a shop at Bansang.
Oh, forward. There's one across the street from my house, and I've never gone in
the
there.
The stuff is amazing. I sent you the picture of that. Like,
they posted another Abuela's video today.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, but of the ones at Bansang that it's, I think it's called When Abuela Buys Gifts for Everyone.
Oh, my God.
Those are amazing.
It's really funny.
But see, I always thought that was just like, you know, I pretend like I'm going to the gym.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what it is. But there's a word for it now.
Athleisure.
I have the excuse of like, I spend a good amount of time in a warehouse. So I don't.
Sure, Jan.
No.
Sure, Jan.
Okay. No, I'm not even going to let you go anywhere near this. And no,
but I have a warehouse.
No, but there's no Sure, Jan in this anyway. You are the most overdressed person. Seriously. I know.
But to work, I wear like athleisure.
I don't believe it.
She wears athleisure.
To be honest, I only wear like nice stuff when I know I have clients coming in.
Right.
Then I'll dress up and I'll do my makeup and stuff. But like today, like, that's how I went to work.
It's still more dressed up.
Well, all my leggings were dirty and I had to put on jeans today.
This, what you see right here, is what I wore to work.
I like those leggings.
Well, this is what I wore to work too, a tank top and shorts.
They're Star Wars leggings.
I was like, are you flashing her? No, what's going on here?
A little like stormtrooper.
Now I like them.
Those
less.
Are cute.
You like them less?
I like them more now.
So Link this week has like a new phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like an exaggerator when it comes to like stuff with him. So like if he's got like a booger in his nose.
Of course.
Like if he's got a booger in his nose, I'll tell him, oh, you have a giant booger. And like since he's still in a diaper, like when he takes a crap.
Oh, so your son is going to be that kid that's going to be like, oh my God, my shirt has a speck of dirt. That's going to be your son.
No, because he comes like dirty. I don't care. But like when he's got like a booger or like when the other one is like when he takes a dump in his diaper, I go, Lincoln, you have a stinky giant caca. So all week he's now put the two phrases together.
Nice.
And he goes, Mama, giant booger, giant caca, giant booger, giant caca.
Just walk around the house.
Nice.
So the other day when he FaceTimed with Missy in the morning that he out of nowhere, he just goes to me, Mama, call Nina. And I was like, so Lincoln calls Missy Nina because Lincoln
Madrina.
Lincoln's godmother is Missy. And
our guest last week
in Spanish, godmother is madrina, so a lot of kids tend to shorten it to Nina because it's easy for them to say. So he goes, Mama, call Nina. Okay,
bitch, call her.
Just call, like, out of nowhere, like, just call Nina. But he knows that that's like, there's only a few people that we FaceTime with, but we always whenever he wants to talk to Missy, like, we FaceTime with her. So we had just finished FaceTiming with David, and he goes, Mama, call Nina. Okay, fine. So we call Nina, and he's like talking to her, whatever. He goes, Nina, giant booger, giant caca. She goes to me, and I told him, I'm like, bro, is that like your album that's dropping next week? Like, I don't get it. Like, what are you doing? And she goes, that's going to be the title of his autobiography. And like at this stage of his life, yeah, that would be a good title for your autobiography.
True. That's basically life right now.
Yeah, it's either a giant booger or giant caca
by Lincoln Ryder Ulloa. Nice.
New York Times bestseller.
New York Times bestseller. Giant booger, giant caca.
There's like a beat behind that, I'm pretty sure, somewhere.
Exactly. That's why I was like, oh, that's your hot track that's dropping next week. Okay, Drake.
Giant booger, giant caca, giant booger, giant caca. I know when that hot lip lick, giant booger.
Apologize in advance.
That's funny.
Can you tell the wine is hitting my system? I'm like, giant booger. It's like a party song.
Okay, so moving on.
It's been a rough afternoon over here. Okay.
Dude, my parents like just took Link out today.
High five, parents.
And I was like, oh, they were like, oh, do you want to, we have to go to the mall and go and stuff. Like, do you want us to take him? I was like, yes.
Is this a trick question? I feel like you're setting me up to fail.
Were they already going to watch him today?
Yeah. But I thought that they were just going to like stay home and then just like, I usually what I do if David's busy on a Friday, and usually David just puts him to bed and it's on me, but if I have to do something like either during the week and David's not around or whatever, I'll like feed him, I'll bathe him, I'll put him to bed, and then like I won't leave till he's asleep. But today they're like, oh, we have to go to the mall and I have to get a couple of things. Like, we're going to have dinner out. So we'll just take him. And I was like, okay. Excuse me? Like,
it feels like you're like, setting me up.
Yeah, this feels like you're setting me up.
He's like, it's like six.
It's a trap. Like, Admiral Akbar says it's a trap.
It's a trap.
They're like, no. So he left at like 5:30. And I had like all afternoon until I came here.
That's wonderful.
Like, I didn't know what to do.
You want to run naked?
No. I don't like being naked.
Me either.
I'm one of those people that like, I'm not one of these people that like David will take any opportunity to be naked like ever all the time, whatever. But I don't like sitting around naked.
I don't.
Is that weird?
No, I feel the same way. I don't like being naked either.
I'm okay with being in like bra and underwear. Like, I'm cool with that. But like, I'm afraid of like, this is really stupid. I'm afraid of like putting my vagina down on like a surface and then, you know, like that just feels like it's an invitation for like a lot of things to be places where they're not supposed to be, and I just don't want anything happening.
I have no words. Like, I'm trying to think of something.
No,
to
that's
say,
crazy. And, like, I don't want to sit on the couch and like a duster. Like, you know, like I don't think
dusty is your couch.
There's always dust, no matter how clean something is. There's always. Come on, don't fucking look at me like I'm crazy. I'm not the only person that's ever fucking thought of this. Okay.
No, I'm with you because I will be with like panties and a t-shirt or something like that. Like, I'm just not gonna wear a bra from myself in my house. It's just not happening.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I can't go braless.
Yeah,
I just don't feel comfortable.
I can, and it's just like freedom.
I don't feel well. My boobs start to hurt after a while if I don't have a bra on. Sorry.
No, I like no bra. I used to wear a nursing bra.
Yeah, I sleep with the nursing bra.
I used to sleep with the nursing bra for a while, and I used to like. When I would come from work, I'd take off my bra and I would put on like the nighttime nursing bra, the one that's like super thin. Like, mm-hmm. It barely holds your boobs up. And then I would put on like my PJs and stuff like that because I needed a little bit more, but they're bouncing back a little bit. Yay, boobs. so I don't need as much. They're still not pre-Nathan.
Well, they never will be.
I already told Nary, I'm like, once I'm done having kids, because as we all know, still pending another one. Once I'm done having kids, we will put my boobs back where God intended them to be.
Where they originally started.
Where God intended them to be, because I've always felt like my boobs were never as perky as I wanted them. So
where God intended them to be, or where Vanessa intended them to be?
Where Vanessa thinks God intended them to be.
That's where it is.
Whatever, bro. Where they belong.
I'm good with like a
where my boobies belong.
That's the new book.
We
should write a book, and it's just the title: Where My Boobies Belong
by Mamas and Merlot.
Copyright. Yeah,
I'm good with bra and underwear, but completely naked, I'm just not. I don't sleep naked.
Like, yeah, me neither.
Like, I have to have something.
Yeah, I don't sleep naked since I'm out of college. Like, there was, like, a time in, like...
I never liked it. Like, oh, no.
Well, like, I could sleep with, like, a tank top and underwear.
That's fine. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm totally...
But
yeah.
That's fine. And I could even sleep topless, but I can't sleep without underwear. That's not a thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never been a non-underwear person. I've always been in underwear and, like, a t-shirt, underwear, and so, like, so I at least needed the underwear. So I get you there. There was, like, a brief period in college, like, my... I don't say in college, but, like, college years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that like when, I like, decided that, you know,
when you're hoeing it up and you need to, you know, you don't feel like going home.
Well, no, this
whatever.
This was in my own home, shit in my
happens.
Own bed.
Whatever happens, but, like, happens.
So, that happens. You know,
no, somebody had
we've
told,
all been there.
Yeah, no, but, like, somebody had told me about, like, around that time frame that, like, it was, like, better, or, like, there was something therapeutic about it. So I was like, okay, and, like,
well,
I did it.
You're supposed to let it breathe.
Your badge.
Yeah. Okay. You're supposed to, like, give it, like, after you shower, they say to, like, give it time to
air out.
Aerate, you know, but.
Like a wine?
I just had
a vision of somebody taking a blow dryer. Like,
and letting it aerate.
And just, like, I gotta go.
But on the cool setting.
That would be a whole different problem.
Yeah.
So there was this. I don't know if this is part of the reason I don't like it. But, oh, God, this is going to be, like, a little bit of a TMI, but whatever.
There get was to know Mama Zimmer.
One time when I was
AMA,
a teenager,
guys. AMA.
When there was, when I was, like, a teenager, I was, like, 14 or 15, I had just come out of the shower, and I wasn't doing anything, but I was, like, a wannabe hoe, and I, like, shaved everything, including, like, my arms. And
a
then,
wannabe hoe? Like, you shaved your arms?
Well, because remember when we were in swimming, we're like, we have to shave everything, yeah, including our arms, yeah, because we have to be hairless. Like,
we have to, what?
Aerodynamic,
exactly. So we thought that we were, like,
no friction in the water.
We thought that we were, like, cool as shit, because we were, like, we did swimming for, like, six seconds, yeah, and then, like, we shaved everything. But, mm-hmm, so there was one of the times that I come to the shower and finish shaving everything, and then I started, like, doing my nails, but I didn't put clothes on right away. So I had like the bottle nail polish remover, like, in between my knees.
Oh, Jesus.
And I moved and it spilled on me, but, like, on freshly shaven skin.
Ow. Oh, it stings. I'm stinging for
but
you.
But it was
how do you get that off?
You don't. You kind of just stand there and just go, in shock.
Ow.
And just kind of like, how? Help me.
Why is this happening?
Stand there, just, like, let it dry, because there's nothing you could do. There's literally nothing you can do.
Oh my God, my eyes are watering.
Nothing. Like, I just let it dry, and then, like, once it was, like, once I was mobile, I, like, went back to the shower and, like, rinsed myself. But, like, the fuck else are you gonna do?
No, but I mean, it came off. Like, it wasn't like you had to use, like, nail polish remover.
It was nail polish remover.
Oh, remover. I thought it was the nail.
No, it was fucking acetona.
Oh, like, that hurts more.
Yes,
that hurts a lot more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I thought you had, like, you know, spilled a whole thing of nail polish on your freshly shaved vahuha.
No,
it was nail polish.
And then I was
on my
color.
Freshly shaven.
Well, I mean, we've already had the pink pubes conversation.
That's why I said freshly shaven hoo-ha, and it was okay.
So yeah, that was not fun.
No. But yeah, I get you. I'm like, I'm not a big fan of putting my, like, you know, liberty bits all chilling out in my house. Like, I don't sit around going, like, ah, no, I'm not a dude.
Like, men, you're not will be naked.
No, but I know girls that are like, oh, I love to be naked.
I love to be naked, but I like a panty.
And that's not naked.
But yeah,
that is partial nudity.
It's 90%.
If this was HBO, it would be partial nudity.
Yeah, like, I'm the, like, my whole thing is, like, yeah, I can see that, because I there's something about your, yeah, I know.
I just feel like it's a delicate flower, and it needs to be protected.
I can agree with that.
By all costs, and then, especially if you're painting your nails and you're freshly shaven.
Well, then not only that, but, God, Missy's not here, but your butt is, like, rubbing up all over stuff.
Well, that's my thing. It's like, I don't get how people can, like, just sit around on stuff.
Did Ross sit anywhere when he was naked.
Exactly. But it's not even that. But like, so a guy, I get it, because like, you don't have like internal plumbing that you need to worry about.
Their butt is like unwiped, like probably incorrectly wiped,
right? Like that's, and they have like hair.
That's why it's incorrectly wiped.
Yeah. So something is, there's residue of something on there. So,
and you got a dog.
I have like, two dogs.
The dogs,
I have three dogs,
are all up and they're like on, yeah, the couch. Yeah, that's the
thing. Is, like, you also have pets and like they're free roaming. Like there's just too much risk for
asking for a UTI. That is just asking.
Yeah, or a yeast one infection time, or something.
Okay, I didn't get a yeast infection from my dog.
I've never had a yeast infection ever.
Neither have I.
No.
I feel like you're baking bread or something. It seems weird.
I don't even know what it would be like.
I don't know, but it just has a weird name.
It's gross. One time when like Nary and I had first moved in together, and it was like right around the time when we first got Baloo, like I had just gotten out of the shower and I was like drying myself off, and I had kind of like bent over a little bit, so my boobs were like dangling.
Like the thing is sharper image with the silver.
Not that bad, but they were just like not laying flat on, like they weren't like, they were just down, like they
no,
were.
No, remember, this is pre-kids, so yeah, they weren't like, they right, weren't too like dangling.
It wasn't
they
like a like, National Geographic.
Right, it wasn't like a National Geographic. But I was like leaning forward to like dry my leg. Baloo came out of nowhere, like a bat out of hell, and like jumped at my face, and it felt like he was trying to bite my boobs. I don't know if he like sniffed my boob, but I was like, this fucking dog, like already, like no, I was not. That was
this
not.
This is why Baloo and you are not friends.
No, I still liked him back then. Like pre-children, I liked him. Post-children, I'm like, fucking dogs. I can't. I feel so bad. I used to be like, my friends used to make fun of me. They're like, you post so many pictures of your dogs. Like, your dogs are like your babies. And they were. Like, I look at my time hop for like when Facebook reminds me, like, on this day 5 years ago.
You used to like your dogs.
I used to like my dogs. And now I'm just like, they're just
there. You know, I'm pretty sure I used to like Gunner. Like, and I love that dog because he's a good dog, but when he wants to be. But I've realized over the years, I'm like, shut up.
Yep.
And stop doing. And like, he does things just to piss me off.
Oh,
like,
yes.
I've come to that conclusion because like, we will close every door in the house when we leave. He's full reign of the house. We'll take him out before he go. We leave, you know, it's not like we're leaving. And we'll leave a pee-pee pad just in case in the living room, you know, right there, accessible. You know what this is. It's not like it's something foreign to you.
It's not a new thing.
But we'll always leave Nathan's room open because that Nathan's room has an front-facing window. So the dog likes to jump on Nathan's bed and look out the window. And it's like, you know, I'm okay with that because, you know, somebody comes by the front of my house, like the blinds start moving and, you know, the dog will bark.
It looks like someone's there.
Yeah. So I'm okay with it. But like, you've been to my house. You know that there's like a lot of space.
Yeah.
Like there's a whole hallway, open
area.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of area to roam in.
There's the front living room, there's the little area by the dining room table where we put the thing, like there's area.
Yeah.
Every fucking time we leave the house and come back, he's shit in Nathan's floor. Just Nathan's floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
I'm like getting angry for you.
And I don't, like, it's like, oh, Nate, hi, Gunner, walk into the house.
Like, it's not like he had an accident because,
no,
like, he
poops. It's poop.
Every
it's
day
poop.
He, no, but I mean, like, maybe he can't hold it or whatever. No. Maybe he poops, like, somewhere different every time. No, it's always in the same spot. So, it's on purpose.
And we've cleaned it. We've, like, we've, like, vinegared the whole, like, right, area. We've, like, put all this. No. And, like.
Does Nathan have carpet in his room?
No.
No. At least he doesn't have carpet.
Well, thank God. Well, I had to get rid of my fabulous little tile blocks that I got.
You did.
I did, because the fucker kept peeing on them. What, my fabulous heck? Tile. Like, I don't know if I talked about it on air.
I think you did.
Yeah, those, like, I found the, like, tile, like, rubber blocks that, like, you, the intersecting ones,
like
that you put for play mats. But it had carpet on the top. So I thought, like, this is perfect because.
Seems amazing in theory.
Yeah, and I was like, well, and if the dog happens to pee on one, you know, we can just remove that tile piece and wash it and clean it as opposed to a huge carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't estimate for the fact that, like, if he pees on it, that the pee goes under and I almost die.
Mm-hmm.
But so now we've got, I just got rid of it for whatever. But we have pee-pee pads. We have an entire house. No, Nathan's room. And here's the kicker. If we close Nathan's door, he poops on right the pee-pee outside. Pad.
Oh, of course.
On the pee-pee pad.
Of course.
But yeah, he has to be all up with Nathan.
Fucking dogs, bro. Wow. I can't. I feel like I really feel awful because I do love them and I'll be sad the day that I no longer have them. I just have no more patience for them.
No.
Sorry if that makes me an awful person.
No, our patience is tried.
Leave her alone, PETA.
I'm not getting rid of my dogs. I'm not treating them shitty. I still love them. I still take care of them. They get their flea medicine every month, but I'm just, they get their shots. They're well taken care of. They're not starving.
No. Trust me, my dog cost me $200 the other day because he had to get his, like, tags and shots and heartworm and all this stuff.
See, I've learned about the tag thing. I only do it for, like, the first year, and I do, like, the 3-year, because you can do the tag for 3 years at a time. And then when it's up, I just tell them that the dog died.
Oh my God.
And I don't renew the tags.
Oh, well, speaking of dogs.
But my dogs don't have rabies, so, you know, there's that.
And your dogs are also, like, fit in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Well, one of them does. The other one is not very big either. She's, like, 12 pounds, but the tiny one, yeah. The tiny one I never registered, actually. So
she does not exist.
No.
You, speaking of dogs, I told you guys about the other day when I was leaving for school with the kids.
Yeah.
I don't talk to people. Like, I don't really talk to my neighbors. I don't know my neighbors. So usually when they walk by, it's like just a, what's the word? A friendly hello. And that's about as far as that goes. We were leaving the house. We were going to school. Like, I was, like, taking the kids to school, and it was just me and the kids. And Oliver likes to run out, and he kind of, like, runs, not to the all the way to the end of the driveway, but, like, he runs to the sidewalk, and then he, like, walks back to his side of the car where his car seat is while I'm locking the door. Every day, same thing. So this day, I lock the door, and I turn around, and I see Oliver, like, stopping halfway to the car, like, halfway to the sidewalk. Because there's this lady walking her two dogs. One is a small, tiny little Yorkie that's, like, staying right by her side. And the other one is a fucking golden retriever. Giant-ass dog that ran straight up to my two-year-old son. And I saw red. Like, I ran. I don't know how I got to Oliver as fast as I did. And I, like, put myself in between him and the dog was just, like, sniffing him. But I put myself between him and the dog. I picked him up, and the lady was like, oh, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything. And I'm like, and I yelled at her. Like, I snapped at her. Like, I have never snapped at anybody before in my life. Like, usually I don't tell people anything. I'm very, like, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut because I don't want to get into it. But I'm like, do you realize that if a cop saw you, you could get a $250 ticket for each dog that you do not have on a leash? Her dogs, not only were they not leashed, they didn't have collars, so clearly they don't have tags. And I'm like, how do I know that your dog doesn't have rabies? How do I know that your dog isn't just gonna snap and bite my son in the face? Because that golden retriever was taller than Oliver. Like, that was a big ass dog. And yeah, it's a golden retriever, and yes, they're friendly, and yes, they're good with kids.
In defense of the dog, not of the person. She's a fucking dumbass.
No, she's a fucking dumbass.
But in defense of the dog, that's the dog that they recommend that you're going to have if you have little kids.
Of course. And I know that.
Comet.
I know. I know all of
no,
that.
No, I know.
But when you see a strange
dog. No, of course.
And that could be the sweetest dog on the planet. If Oliver decides to pull out half of the whiskers from his face, how do I know that dog's not going to snap and bite him? You don't know that. If Oliver just, like, decides to backhand him out of nowhere, not that Oliver is that violent, but you never know how kids react. Or if he's just too excited and he wants to pet the dog and then the dog freaks out. Like,
if your kid was scared.
Exactly. Like, if my kid was terrified of dogs, which he's not. We have two dogs. And if he should be terrified of any of them, it's Baloo, because Baloo's a dick. But And the lady, not once did she apologize to me. She, And it was just, oh, they don't do anything. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything. I'm like, that's not the fucking point. And then I kept telling her, I'm like, I don't know that. How do I know that? I don't know your dog. You need to keep your dog on a leash. Oh, pero él no hace nada. I don't know that. Like, I just don't. And, like, I yelled at her, I'm like, you need to get those dogs on leashes. You need to keep the... And then the more I thought about the situation, that golden retriever was clearly a puppy. It was, like, already grown. Like, it was almost like full dog. Size. But you could just tell by its movements, by how excited it was still a puppy. Again, another thing. How excited is your dog? It could knock my son over. And he could smack his head on the driveway, on the concrete, on the rocks that are by the driveway. Like, there's so many variables, so many things that could go wrong. Like, why would you, and then this is me as a dog owner, why would you set your dog up to fail? Mm-hmm. Like, because you are putting your dog in a shitty situation because, why? Because you don't want to hold a leash? No, don't give me that shit. Like, that was not, that, like, for real, I'm calm right now. I was furious that day. Like, I should have recorded a rant or something. Like, I was so angry. I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start recording my rants when they happen. I told you
this before.
Put them on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Not even on Snapchat.
Put it in the book.
She just needs to video it because some of them are amazing via text. which I'm telling you, the world needs to know half the shit that I get texted. Because
we could just make a book of our text messages like that. We could just like screenshot all of our text messages. Not all of them.
Not all of them.
No.
Because we're a little bit
There's
mean.
A lot of incriminating evidence.
Not in even that. We're really unfiltered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're really unfiltered. But I will still tell you the best message I've ever seen still stands to be Paula with her CVS experience, with her pharmacy experience.
Oh, my God.
When somebody didn't know about her. About the twins.
Yeah. So Paula, our posh consultant.
We're going to just talk about Paula because that just makes me laugh.
Because Paula's... We need to have her.
We really do.
We really do. Because she...
I don't know, like, if you saw this.
Why does she want to come on the show?
She's just tiny.
She's just like... She's like, oh, I'm not sure. And like, she doesn't think she's as fun as she is. Like, she's very humble. Yeah. But she's fucking awesome. She has twins. She has fraternal twins, boy-girl twins. And they were sick... What, like a week and a half ago?
A little bit more, but yeah.
Maybe like 2 weeks ago they were sick. So they took them to the doctor. They each got their own prescription. So she took the prescriptions to the pharmacy. And the pharmacy tech proceeded to ask her if her twins, if both prescriptions were for the same person. And she was like, no. One is named London. One is named Lennon. Like...
There's two of them.
And the tech asked her, oh, but they have the same birthday. And she's like, well,
they're twins.
Yeah, because they're twins. Like,
and oh. After that statement, the tech proceeded to ask her again, but they have the same birthday.
Yeah, like, no, like.
That's the definition of twin.
Yeah, like, they are born on the same day.
Have you ever seen, like, those Yahoo, like, answer question things?
Oh, I love those.
That there was one that so was much. Like,
they make me feel better about myself.
Right? So I read one once that was like, so is the gestational period for twins 18 months?
Oh, yeah, I saw one for triplets. That was like...
This worries me about society.
Oh, yeah. The one that I saw for triplets was like, is it 27 months? Like, no.
Fuck no.
No.
Not even no. Fuck no. You've seen that, like, not. It's not a... not to get, like, I'm not going to get into it, but is it Kelly Clarkson or is it, I forgot who's narrating it. It's narrated by somebody about the woman that keeps her kid in for 5 years because she can't afford maternity leave.
No.
You have to see this.
I've seen it.
It's an infomercial type thing. It's a farce, obviously.
Right.
And it's a woman and she's literally, carrying
she's like 42 months pregnant.
40, and she's 5 years pregnant. And they're like, they've just decided to keep the child in until he was five because they can't really afford to take time off or for daycare. So they're just going to keep him in there until he can go to public school.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
It's amazing.
That's awesome.
And I was like, mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
And then at the other time, I'm like, fuck no.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to do that. We need to share that video.
I don't know who it is that says the voice, because now I'm intrigued. I don't know what it is. It's like some celebrity voiceover. But,
so,
hi, Steph.
I'm sorry, I'm reading. I listened to Heather McDonald's podcast, Juicy Scoop, and it's, she has a, like a closed Facebook group. Which,
oh, I ended up in her group.
I am totally in that, and they're fucking nuts, and it's amazing.
So someone just posted this. Juicy Scoop, I need some research help. My friend met David Schwimmer from Friends. He's been texting her and inviting her out. When I Google him, it says he's still married, but he's telling her he's recently single. Have you guys heard anything about him splitting up? I feel like they were seen together recently. She's sweet but gullible, and I feel like he's playing her. The comments on this thread are amazing.
Oh, my.
Starting with, maybe he's on a break.
Because that's what you're supposed to say. That is perfection.
Are you sure it maybe wasn't Russ?
Oh, my God. I need to buy that person a drink.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. It probably is Russ.
Yeah. So
that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
So yeah, I would like to do a closed Facebook group for our people. I think that would be fun.
Oh my God, we should.
So we listeners, if you want a closed Facebook group, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
We'll do a closed Facebook group.
Yeah, we'll put it together.
You can't stay with us.
Can we call it that? Like,
sure.
Mama Zimmerlo, you can't stay with us.
I'm okay with
only that. If we let you in.
True.
Yeah, just that Mama's rant. I'm all for that.
Oh my God, that would be awesome.
I'm in two closed podcast Facebook groups, so I'm excited. I'm in that one, and I'm in the one for Lady Gang. So
I love Lady Gang.
Yeah, Lady Gang's a great podcast.
I don't know how I ended up in the Juicy Scoop
because it was just a lot of good like,
well, it's stuff. Heather McDonald like approves you personally, like,
oh yeah, I did see that. I was like,
because she basically just looks at your pictures, and she says as long as you don't have like pictures with like rifles or like drowning babies or like,
oh my God.
She also invites you to spread the word of Juicy Scoop like you would of Jesus Christ.
So wait, does that mean that Heather, like, we like kind of know her now?
Well, we do, because, well, hold on, she's legit Facebook friends with Neri.
Wait.
Because when I went to her, because she has a comedy page and then she has a personal page. And when I went to her personal page, she said I had a mutual friend with her. I'm like, who the fuck is a mutual friend with Heather McDonald? And then I looked at who
was Mr. Neri Sainz.
And it was Neri Sainz. And it's not Neri Sainz comedy. It's Neri Sainz. It's like his regular Facebook page.
Neri?
I don't think he knows her that well.
I don't care. He needs to.
she was here not that long ago.
I would love to meet her.
She's like super cool.
She seems amazing.
I would love to have her on the pod.
Like, she seems so much. Can we
make that happen?
Oh my God.
Next time she's here, I mean, I don't see why not.
Because she, like,
we're in Juicy's. We're in the group. I mean, we couldn't ask.
Like, hey, if you come to Miami, open invitation.
She tours,
we'll buy you wine
all the time.
We will supply the wine.
We'll even come to you.
And cookie dough. Maybe that could be the
and she
point.
Has podcasts. Like, I her podcast is great. She gets, like, I don't know how she does it, but she gets people to like tell her shit, and like she's
because people want to tell the shit that they know.
Well, that's the thing, is like, and she talks about a lot of the reality shows that I watch, and none of my friends watch the shows that I watch. I have to depend on podcasts to kind of get it out. So like, she and Annabelle DeSisto, it's Stassi Schroeder, and Lady Gang and Bitch Bible all talk about like the same shows that I watch. So it's like Bachelor, Vanderpump Rules, and Housewives and stuff, Southern Charm, etc. And so yeah, but she just had I know you guys don't know, but she's had Lala from Vanderpump Rules, and this girl is one of these like Instagram models that like gets flown out to Dubai by princes and to like be on yachts, and claims that she doesn't have to have sex with anybody, but they just give her purses, and like she has a Range Rover and a super nice apartment, and supposedly
she's fact sure Jan.
Well, she's supposedly she has a boyfriend that's a producer in Hollywood or whatever, but like she swears up and down that he's not married, but everyone knows that this guy is married. And,
oh,
like,
I saw a post about that in
Juicy Scoop. Just had like a two-part podcast with Lala, and she sits there and like tells her, like asks her, so what's the deal with the married producer, and like the whole, like she's straight, she doesn't have, she's like, she gives no fucks, and she just says what she wants, and this girl is like awkwardly like tap dancing around this question, so much so that like
this guy is like so secretive apparently about like what he wants out about his, like he doesn't want anybody to know that he rented her a house last year for Coachella for her and all her friends, and made all her friends, like if they wanted to stay in the house they had to sign an NDA.
Wow. I want to be like that.
He's married.
Yeah. Oh, he's sure. Definitely married. Fact. No, and it's like, and he's like he's like a decently well-known producer, and he like the wife is like a D-list actress, but like, yeah. So
I wonder who the D-list actress is. You can tell me out later.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't know her, like, remember her right now, but whatever. Anyway, so yeah, like, so, and then she had Kyle Richards. Like, I love Heather McDonald's podcast. So Heather, if you're listening,
I'm all for her. I loved her. Let me tell you, I loved her when she first started out. Like, mm-hmm. She was like the best.
And she, like, the whole thing with Chelsea is like really weird.
That's what I said. I'm like, I loved her when she first started, and then I got quiet because I was like, yeah.
That
was,
well, there's just like two very different sides to that story, but yeah. Like, a lot of people seem to believe there was like the whole like staff all says one thing, and then Chelsea says another, and but then Chelsea's been like on Howard Stern and says, you know, but then says, you know, XYZ, but then like people have come out and said that like she's a monster and like whatever. Anyway, so yeah,
that's like, I'm so torn by that story though. Like, I want to believe Chelsea that like if she's such a monster, why did people stick around? But I get why people would stick around. Like, you're riding her coattails. Like,
well, and that's my thing. Like, I want to not hate. Like, I want it to not be true in a way, because I like Chelsea.
I like Chelsea too, but her new show is like,
I haven't watched it.
It's bad. Yeah. I loved Chelsea lately. Like, I would watch every night almost, pretty much. And I was like really excited about her Netflix show.
I read her books too.
Yeah, I was really excited about her Netflix show. Like, I was all on board. And then like I saw the first couple episodes, and I saw like episodes with guests that she had on Chelsea lately, that like one of the episodes I saw was she had Gwyneth Paltrow on the new Netflix show. And I loved when Gwyneth Paltrow would come on Chelsea Lately. I'm not a huge Gwyneth Paltrow fan, but for some reason when she was on Chelsea Lately,
is anybody a huge Gwyneth Paltrow fan?
She's just one of these celebrities that's just like so out of touch.
Yeah,
like, have you seen Goop?
No.
Like, have you been on,
like, refused
I,
to
no I went
go on
recently.
Just for like research.
I went on recently,
quote unquote research,
for because the latest like article.
Oh, it's like the sex guy this month.
Yeah.
It's like, should you talk to your children about anal sex? It's like, no, bitch.
No.
And she also does like,
let them learn from their friends like everybody else did.
She also, like, her holiday gift guide is like stupid. Like, this year I want to say like a trip to like space was on it, like a $45,000 trip to space. And like, she always like, I kind of want to give her the benefit of the doubt and like say, like, I think my part of me wants to say that like she's in on the joke and she knows that it's ridiculous and she's just like, let me see how ridiculous I can be. But then there's another part of me that's like, no, you were born into a rich Hollywood family. Like, you probably have never a day in your life ever known what it's like to struggle. So
yeah, like, she did a while ago, she did the like a challenge of like, can living off of, I think it was like $30 or $40 a week for groceries, and you had to do like four. You had to do three meals
the
a day.
Okay, because that's what the average family on food stamps received weekly was like $30 a week,
and she spent like $15 of the $30 or $10 of it on
limes. Yeah,
and I was like, seriously, like. You have to be.
Like, it was like limes and like bok choy and like.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, you do a shake or you do a. Yeah. Like, okay, that's not nutritious for a four, like a family of four.
Exactly. So that's what. But that's why I think that she might be in on the joke. Because like.
That's why you can't. I don't want to think that she's that like out of it.
Exactly. Like, so I really. I there's a part of me that thinks that she's in on the joke.
Yeah, and like, the thing with Chelsea, like, I don't want Chelsea to be the bad guy, because also Chelsea's like supposed to be, this is Hollywood, so who knows, but supposed to be BFFs with Reese Witherspoon.
She's friends with Reese Witherspoon. She's friends with Jennifer Aniston.
But like, I can't have her be a bitch, and be that good of friends with these people, because then it backlashes.
But that was one of the things that, like, supposedly all these people that were on Chelsea's, that were Chelsea's writers and were on the round table with her. So, like, Heather, Sarah Colonna, Fortune Feimster, Joe Coy.
Love Fortune.
Fortune's hilarious. Joe Coy, who was the other one? Chris Frangiola. Like, supposedly all of them, like, they were all friends and, like, coming up together in comedy. And then Chelsea's the one that happened to break out. So she hired her friends to be her writers. But then as she, part of the whole argument is that as she, like, got bigger in Hollywood, she started becoming friends with all these Hollywood people, which is fine, but she kind of, like,
forgot
about everybody else and, like, left them behind, and they became, like, just staff as opposed to my friends that I hired to work for me because they're my friends and I like them and, you know, whatever. And she kind of, like, left them behind.
Can we trace the timeline to when she started getting the D from 50?
I'm sure we could,
because I wonder.
I still can't believe that that's a thing that happened.
I still can't, but I just...
I know it happened because, like, she posted it on Instagram. Like, she posted a picture of, like, naked in bed with him. Like, that was a thing. I don't know if it was on Instagram, but it was... I feel like I saw photographic evidence of that. So we all know it happened, but that's still, like, what?
The 50D could change your life.
I guess.
That's a man that doesn't die.
No, I mean, he was shot at 9 times. He's got 2 bullets in his body at all times.
Think about it. It could be that it just fucked him completely.
Like, it gave him superpowers.
And his penis is a, you know.
It's a magic stick.
Is that his song?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's his? That was a nice, good job.
High five.
I don't know who sings what. I don't know rap. If it's not Eminem.
I could get down with the hip hop.
With the hip and the
Donald,
hop.
Is it Childish Gambino?
Childish Gambino is Donald Glover.
That's why, because he's shit. I love him. But, oh my God, with, like, Eminem really quick, when you said, I was thinking of Instagram model. Fucking his daughter.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Haley is, like, 20, I think.
Oh my God, something. I feel so old.
Exactly, that was the article. Feel old. This is what Eminem's daughter Haley looks like now. Jeez. Fucking beautiful.
I saw a thing that says that we're just as far away from 1994 as we are from 2040. And I was like, shut the fuck up, you dirty whore bitch.
You know what the problem is? And I still believe this every time I see that meme. There are people that still believe that 1990s is 10 years ago.
I am one of
Well, yeah,
person.
Like, if I think I about, like, what I say, like, 90s.
Oh, like, 10 years ago in the 90s, and I'm like, nope, that's not right.
All of the 2000s, we forgot about not, them.
Well, I mean, sometimes want to forget.
Oh, my God, you know, did you see this week on BuzzFeed that, speaking of the 2000s and, like, iconic moments, did you see this week that the costume designer for the Britney, Madonna, Christina performance posted, like, archived Polaroids of, like, their wardrobe fittings?
Really?
Yeah. So then it led me to, like, a YouTube hunt for that performance. So I rediscovered several things. First of all, I forgot that Missy Elliott was in that performance.
She was?
Yeah,
she was.
At the end. Number two.
Well, the only thing anybody remembers from that performance is a Britney Madonna kiss.
Right, which is, like, it's fine. I love Britney.
Well, like, Christina kissed her too.
But that's the thing, is everybody
but they
forgets.
Cut to Justin.
They
so, like,
did. They cut to Justin for her reaction,
it.
For his reaction, and then by the time they get back to the stage, it's like her and Christina pulling away.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I was Christina, I'd feel like I'd be pissed. I'm like, I kissed fucking Madonna too, asshole.
Like, I was in that. Like,
I also forgot
she kissed Britney first.
I also forgot how fucking terrible Christina Aguilera used to look when she was like.
She has her moments.
In her dirty period.
Was that Christina?
Yeah, that was. She had the jet black hair. Yeah.
Christina.
And she was, like, really overly spray tanned.
But those were my favorite songs of hers.
Oh my God,
no,
dirty.
Listen, when they're listen, their low points in their lives are their best albums. Because I still believe to this day that Blackout is Britney's best album.
Oh my
Every
God.
Every single song on that album is fantastic. And I read not
Does
that
Blackout
long-
have Womanizer?
No. I read Blackout is Give Me More. And,
I know it's Give Me More.
Blackout
and
is a great
album.
Break the Ice, Radar. It's,
oh, Radar is such Radar. A good song.
Yeah. So there's, but it, but even beyond.
Now I want to listen to this album.
But beyond. That, like, if you listen to Blackout, every single song on Blackout is fucking great.
If You Seek Amy is on that album too.
No,
right?
That's on Circus. Oh, it is on If Circus. You Seek Amy is on Circus.
That's a good song too. Oh, that's a great
song. I love that song. That song was, like, my anthem
song.
For a really long time. But anyway.
Oh, I got a dick pic, you guys.
What?
What? Not from... from your
mine?
No.
Oh. No. I was going to say, what?
Neri sent you a
dick. Neri sent me a dick pic.
Like an hour ago.
I got mine before we started recording, which is why I didn't like
you
make
should
a
have
deal.
Not. Wait, hang on. Please hold.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay, I just needed a place to put the we're back. Thanks for holding, guys.
I'm Boo-Boo, I love you for not sending me dick pics in the middle of recording.
Now he's the only one that hasn't done it.
You know what? And you don't have to, babe.
Step
I love
up,
you.
Jeff.
No.
And I'm deleting this now.
Oh, I delete them immediately because the last thing I need is someone like...
Forget I, someone, your child is going to be like, Mama, Dada.
And deleted. Sorry, hun.
What was I saying? Oh, Brittany. Blackout.
I don't know. Why can't I figure out?
So I wanted to YouTube. First of all, that performance is like really impossible to find on YouTube in its entirety. Really? Because I guess as a way to like keep it from MTV taking it down, like they mess with the sound quality. So like there's certain, most of the videos have like 20 seconds of sound, like where it's just silence. So you have to like kind of search the depths of YouTube to find like a decent sound quality one.
Did you find it?
Yeah. Esque. But then if you find a good sound quality one, the video is not great. And it's already like from 2003. So HD wasn't really a thing yet. And so whatever. But I was really glad that I came across that because I was able to.
There's nothing wrong with Brittany at all.
No,
and
absolutely.
I will tell you. You
Leave
just reminded
Brittany
me.
Alone.
Leave Brittany alone.
Brittany
Chris Kroger, who, by the way,
love him.
Brittany can do no wrong.
He aged and just went well.
Well, he's got a lot of Botox,
but he looks good with something better. Than,
yeah, he does.
Yeah. Isn't he also doing porn?
He could do.
I
it.
Don't know if he's doing porn or not, but I mean,
he
like,
could.
He looks good.
He looks better than Leave Brittany Alone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because when I saw what he looks
I
like
love
now.
Love his videos.
Oh, yeah. But I when I saw what he looks rants. Like now, I was like, shit, that's the same person?
Yeah. For a while, I was watching his videos. I'm like, Chris Crocker. I'm like, this name sounds familiar. Like, is that Leave Brittany Alone guy? And then, like, he did a video. He's like, yeah, that's me. That's me. I love him. I love yeah. his videos. I think that he's
but
fantastic.
But you just got me thinking, God, before we leave here tonight, we need some ex-Tina. Because mm-hmm. I went like dirty and what was the other one that was like the Fight Club one?
Oh, there was another
fighter. Is that the one?
No, Dirty is the one that's
the
like
fight club.
Yeah, that's
the video.
Like, yeah,
well, her club. You're Beautiful is like a fucking amazing song. It yes. came out during that same time.
Yeah, but when they're at their low points is like when they make the best music.
Yeah,
because Christina was like on some shit and she looked fucking terrible.
That hair
was
that
awful.
Fucking hair. And those like assless coochie
the
dust
ass
chaps.
Yeah, the assless chaps.
Yeah. There's like, let me tell you, and I'm not a Christina like defender because I'm a defender now, but you know, back in the day I was all about Britney because you had to pick a side. Just like you had to pick between Coke and Pepsi. Like you had to pick a side. And but Christina Icke, God, there was some choices that these people were making.
But also, like, as much as I loved the fashion at the moment, like, I look back at the early 2000s stuff and I'm like, what the fuck?
I still think Britney needs to bitch slap whoever put her in the Oops, I Did It Again freaking red, like, vinyl velc, like, onesie.
Get out of my house.
No,
that's a fucking died. Iconic.
Yes, it's video. Iconic, but she says it to this day. She's like, the I was dumbest dying thing. That.
Well, yeah, but I don't care. That is, I'm offended. No. I'm offended that you would say that to
you
my face.
You hurt her feelings.
I'm really offended that you would say that to my face.
There is no better to me, Britney, than her freaking like Toxic album, because that was just like, fuck you all.
Oh, In the Zone.
Yeah. I'm like that.
Black. Listen to Blackout.
Well, entirety. I really
it's
like
better.
Blackout, but that to me was like her finding her freaking way.
Well, that was her like, yeah, that was her like trend. Like the I'm not a girl, I'm not yet a woman. Like that was
that
her,
was
I'm a woman.
It. The oh my god, what's the name of the song? The I Diddle Myself.
Touching My Hand.
Yes,
is on Blackout.
Is on Blackout. Isn't that from?
Oh no, you're right. It is.
No, it's
Touching
from-
My Hands on In the Zone. Blackout has Freak Show and Get Naked, which those fucking both those songs. When she
oh Get Naked, I Got a Plan.
When she did you go to Circus?
Yes.
The tour. She that's like a medley of,
yes.
of Touching My Hand, Freak Show, and Get Naked, and it's really cool the way that that's done.
She like let me tell you, Britney has a lot of songs because she said that she's like I love sex. She's like I love sex, but she has a lot of songs about like solo sex.
She does.
Good for her.
A lot of songs about like fuck it, guys would all the time.
Get it, Brit.
And
get it.
She still to this day, out of all her ballads, only performs every time. So what does that tell you?
Wheel. Which is why I told people I was like, what for what we were talking about that I was like, did you fucking talk bad about Crossroads? We're talking about Dan Aykroyd.
Crossroads.
And the boys were like,
you would like that movie.
That movie's great. That you know who wrote that movie? Do you know who wrote that movie? Shonda Rhimes wrote that movie.
Listen, Rhimes it is.
She is a badass bitch.
It was. There were some parts that were not edited properly.
Oh, is that because, what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what that movie suffered from?
Yes, because they move from scene to scene and you're just like, how the fuck did we get here? How did we go from here to
and
here?
And everybody else in that movie was like, did okay and was like pretty well known. But what the fuck happened to that guy?
Ansel. He's, no. He's in something. He did something
oh
big.
My God. Can Woobro please do Mystery?
Woobro Theater Crossroads? Oh my God. I'm so down. I'll do it.
No,
I'll do it with
something
them.
Like recent that I was like, oh my God.
I haven't seen it in a really long time.
I was so. Like, I remember seeing him and going, Jeff, that's the guy. And he was like, seriously, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, no, but it's that guy.
But it's the guy from Crossroads.
It was some like movie.
That movie came out at the time that I was dating Brian.
Because
I remember like seeing a commercial for it, and like we would do that gay thing that you used to do in high school. You'd watch the same channel at the same time, so you would be like watching TV together.
It sounds like a date. Exactly. Yeah, I remember that.
When you were on the phone, and a commercial for Crossroads came up.
Oh my God, you just like set
oh,
me on like.
Oh,
sorry.
Like
you're welcome.
Flashback.
You're welcome.
He's in this show. It's been a series for a while. It finally ended last year. It was on for like 5 seasons. It was on AMC. It's called like Hell on Wheels. It was like a, but it was like a period piece about Civil War
like
kind
of
thing.
This wine has a lot of alcohol in it.
But like, look how like he's changed. Like this is him from like.
Okay,
like. I remember seeing him, like, he came out in the show, and I was like, I know that face! And Jeff's like, what? Like, I remember getting really overly excited about... I got really overly excited about it, and he was like, that's okay. And I was like, no.
I'm so down to do Crossroads for Mystery Rubro.
I'll talk to Neri. My phone's about to die, so I'm not going to waste my last 2% of battery to text him that.
Okay. But anyway, so we've gone for probably about 2 hours. It's already 11.
Have we?
Yeah. It was like, yeah, I paused at like an hour 40.
So yeah.
So
we're probably, and we didn't get to any of the topics I wanted to talk
about. Well, we had a lot of like personal stuff today.
We did. A good like get to know us week episode.
I feel like it would be fun to do like an AMA kind of episode, yeah. Like an Ask Me Anything. So if you guys want to ask us anything, like, I mean, we play 20 questions with our guests, so, which we haven't done to Patty or Missy.
No, we usually right. do it to the people that we don't know.
That's right. true. But we should do it to Patty.
We should really do it to Patty and Missy. That would just be fun.
So, yeah. So, if you guys have, like, anything you want to ask us, I mean, clearly we have no shame.
Yeah.
So, email us, mamasandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT@gmail.com. Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Mamas and Merlot, same thing, across the board.
Should we tell them what we're planning for Mother's Day?
Sure.
Because we have decided this year that the one thing that the mamas wanted for Mother's Day...
I still better get a present, though.
Well, no. We're still getting presents because we're still available on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So the week before,
we're still going to be home on actual Mother's Day.
So the week before, we are going to have a night away, and we're finally getting our mama's sleepover.
Yay!
Yay! So we're going to have, in the first weekend of May, I think it is, we're going to rent... And we
are going Cinco de Mayo weekend.
Cinco de Mayo weekend. And we're going to rent in an undisclosed location.
If you want to come, you can message us, but we're probably not going to like put it out there.
Yeah, no. We people
crazy people following
yeah. me. So yeah. We're going to, we'll record an episode that will air the week of Mother's Day. But we have been talking that there is a possibility that if we can make it work.
We're trying to figure out how to do like... either a Skype in with listeners or like to do
like a, even if we have to go back to like weird shit and do like a Google Plus hangout,
a Google hangout or like, you know, you just I'll download like Google Voice and just you call a number and we'll put it to the microphone, whatever, you know, we'll figure it out.
Or like Facebook makes calls now. Like,
they do.
You can call through Messenger.
That's how Jeff called me to explain the fucking... I guess Jeff doesn't have my number because I needed help with the NES Classic because, like I said, I'm home. I'm homeless. I'm husbandless. I'm husbandless this week, and my kid wanted to play NES Classic, but I didn't know, like...
How to turn it
how
on.
To like, not even know how to turn it on, how but I didn't know how to right find game. The game yeah. that he wanted to play. And I'm like, I'm so lost. And, like, David was busy, and Neri didn't have his, so he didn't... Wasn't you supposed to... Jeff calls me, but it's like via Facebook, and I'm like, I didn't even know this was a thing.
Well, for a while before Christy had my number, that's how she would call me too. Like, she and I would like FaceTime or call each other through the Facebook.
We didn't have each other's number before the podcast.
Yeah, this is way before the podcast. It's like, well, I think while I was like still working or something, like,
or right after maybe. Yeah.
So it's been a while, and like she would call me through Facebook, and I'm like, why are we doing it this way
when
we
should just, really exchange yeah, like, numbers?
Here's my number.
But
call
yeah,
me, maybe.
We
no. So we're trying to figure out a way for you guys to be able
to call communicate us, with yeah. us.
We should make a video. When you just sang call me maybe.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
I'm not doing that. I love you, but I'm not doing that.
No.
I'm not doing that. No.
I can fake sing with the best of them.
I can lip sync
with the best of them.
Yeah, no, I have that song stuck in my head because the kids have been obsessed with Sing. And like there's like
there is 5 second
clip of that song.
That song, in their defense, that song is catchy as fuck.
It really is.
Yes,
but yeah, we're gonna have our mama hangover probably mama hangout night. So that night we may, if we can figure out how to get it done, we'll let you guys know. And if anybody wants to join us, we'll hang out with you, and maybe we'll play like 20 questions there. Or we are probably we might have some visitors.
We might, yeah. We might have some visitors.
So if we do, you can see them and stuff like that. I think it'll be fun. And we'll do a Facebook invite for the night. And we'll figure something out. We really will.
We will, I promise. Yeah. Do we have Kill, Marry, Fuck for today? Because we still have a little bit of time, I think, before we hit 2 hours. Do we have anything we can talk about for like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
I would like to defend Shannon Leto. Just putting it out
Shut
there.
Up.
No.
No.
Veal.
Sorry, there's no defense.
He's fucking hot in my book.
Looks like
I don't care. He's like,
we can talk about the breastfeeding study that was.
What breastfeeding
study? I don't know anything about it. So
educate me.
I read the whole thing.
Hold on. I have not read anything.
Oh, you didn't narrate it?
I did not narrate it this week.
Oh, I think I know which study you're talking about, actually.
Hang on one sec.
Is it the extended breastfeeding one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the... Oh, wait.
So there's a new study out of, I believe...
Mic to mouth, please.
Sorry. There's a new study, I believe, out of the University of Ireland, or I don't know if it's university per se, but it's somewhere in Ireland. If the page would load, that would help.
Stupid Wi-Fi.
No. No. Hello. What is this happened? Thing on?
Oh.
It's like not loading the entire fucking page. Let's go, bro.
Let's go. Well, wow. Bro. Did you say okay. Woobro?
Yes, that's what I saw.
Well, while we're waiting for her thing to load, and since we said Woobro, you can find us on the Geek Bro Network. That is Geek Bro.
Oh, and speaking of Woobro, Vanessa and I are on this week's episode of Woobro. Yes,
you can find this week's episode of Woobro, What's Up, Bro, on the Geek Bro Network. I need to do an Network. Episode
of Woobro. I've never done one.
Yeah, you do have to do one. But so yes, you can find us
geekbro.net.
You tried to that was a
that
little
took
too
a
hard
little bit longer
you.
Than it should
a lot
have.
Of effort.
Anyway, so the Geek Bro Network is our home where you can find all of our brother podcasts because it's all a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
There's oh and Steph.
yeah, but she's. Like she's on a dude podcast.
Yeah, she's on a dude podcast. So there's What's Up, Bro. There's Mount Geekmore, where you can find Christy's husband Jeffrey and Stephanie's husband David.
The What's Good podcast. Yes. The Zeros on Heroes. Hero
podcast, where you can find past guest Mike Mercadal
and
on Zeros on Heroes.
Yeah, and House of Heel, which is our new wrestling podcast.
Yes, and then coming April 3rd,
on Monday.
So it'll, by the time this episode comes out,
it'll already be out.
It will already be out. Shiver, which is a horror movie podcast. So that's going to be, actually, and, shit, I think I have to edit that.
Oh, and Cosplay Fame.
Cosplay Fame, which
is COSPLAYFAME.
You can find all of those podcasts, and I'm not sure, I feel like we missed somebody.
No, what's good?
Everybody
this
is that
time.
Everybody?
I got what's good.
We always forget what's good.
No, we usually forget.
What's good.
I usually am really good with doing, because of Debona, I'm really good with doing what's good and
his baby's
Zeros
so
on Heroes.
His baby's cute.
Because that way I do the outside ones and I forget Cosplay Fame and like House of Fame.
Our local guys.
Yeah, because I try to like
the ones that we see on a regular basis.
Wait, right, because we're working so hard to remember the guys that aren't here that right. We forget the ones that are like half a block away.
Right.
So, yeah. Those are all the podcasts on the network, and check them out.
There's also, if you go to geekbro.net, you'll see a link to
merchandise.
Yes,
Amazon.
And
we
Amazon.
Have t-shirts.
And if you go to Facebook, we have link to the Facebook and the Amazon and the Etsy shops for all the Geek Bro family, and also for our Etsy shop where you can find wine glasses. Mamas and Merlot, all sorts of variations of that. And if you have a special request, I'll make whatever you want.
Yeah. Christy's cool like that.
Give me money.
I'll do whatever you want for money.
As Steph says,
there's very, very little I won't do for money.
If the price is good enough.
If the price is right, you know.
Listen,
comes at a price. Everything's for sale.
I'm going to Star Wars Celebration in a week. There's a lot of money that's going to be thrown out the window, so I need to bring some money in the window. Just saying.
So, and anyway. Do we want to talk about the thingy or no?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, so quickly before we go. It is an Irish study that it basically concludes, the conclusion of the study is that there are no long-term cognitive benefits to breastfeeding. So not short-term. Long term. So this is like the gist of the study. So typically speaking, babies who have breastfed, it lowers the risk of babies having asthma, allergies. They are less prone to ear infections, respiratory illnesses, diarrhea, whatever. But a new study shows that after the age of 5, that those benefits are basically over.
Right.
So there's 7,478 Irish children who participated in this study.
Okay.
And the study began when the kids were 9 months old and they studied them for 5 years.
Okay.
So, and then they would
they would take like standardized tests to like measure cognition at age 3 and then again at age 5. The breastfeeding, so basically the conclusion was that the kids that were exclusively breastfed were only slightly higher, but not enough to show a significant statistical difference.
Right. So it's just like,
so it's just like a 0.5%, you know, something like, yeah, something like that.
Not something
they weren't able to find any kind of direct link between breastfed children and
non-breastfed
children as far as like cognitive reasoning, brain function. Like they were all still capable of doing the same things. They all hit the same milestones at similar times. Stop it. I have to go. I'm done.
I just got screamed at.
So, but the I'm alone with my kid. I can't get drunk. The short term,
with my kid,
got a lot of wine left.
Yeah, but you don't have to go like drive home.
I gotta drive home.
You have,
you're not alone.
You have to drive 5 blocks.
It doesn't matter.
do not promote drunk driving.
The study that found that kids who were breastfed for at least 6 months were less hyperactive and better problem solvers by age 3, but those differences between kids who breastfed and kids who didn't were negligible by age 5. So basically, the whole breast is best thing is kind of gone at this point, because there, that was only always the kind of the argument that I heard from like people that were like staunch exclusive breastfeeders and like the ones that like tend to judge you when you say that you either supplement or whatever. And this happened to me like with somebody in my own family, which is why I kind of like I'm a little, it gets me a little bit, you know, it pokes me a little bit. Was that, you know, oh, but that's the best thing and whatever, and the antibodies. And like, I didn't produce a lot, and I had to supplement from day one. And I had people that, like, this one particular person that I'm thinking about was like very much like grasping her, like clutching her pearls. No. Like clutching her pearls because, like, how could I not?
Right.
How dare I supplement? I'm like, my kid's fucking hungry.
I am from the camp that fed is best.
Exactly. Fed is best. Okay. So, and we've talked about this before. We've talked about a couple weeks back. We talked about like the baby that like died of starvation and like, you know what.
Did we end up talking about it?
I think we did a little bit.
I don't remember.
You know, so.
I don't remember what we talked about at the beginning of this podcast.
Is that like, the whole point is that formula fed babies go to college too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
They'll survive.
You know, my kid. Look, David.
Your kid is fucking brilliant.
Well, I know. That's what I was saying. But, like, David was exclusively breastfed for a year. And he has asthma and allergies. And he's always had them. So, you know, shit. And David's really smart.
Yeah. You're going to have what you're going to have. Like.
Yeah. It doesn't. I've never been of the school of thought that that really makes that much of a difference.
Breast milk is not magic.
It's not magic.
It's not I mean, it's amazing. And, like, I don't know if you guys have seen that Facebook story that was going around, like, that a mother. Like, she was pumping, and, like, her milk was one color, and then her baby got sick, and then the next time she pumped, the milk had changed. Like, it had changed consistency. It was thicker. It was yellow because it had, like, changed to meet the baby's needs. And I'm like, that's really cool that your body can do that. Stephanie has a face.
No.
Like, you're thinking. Face. But, like, do you guys know what story I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, that's not
why. I do. I'm just... thinking.
It's just like
it's my thinking thing.
Are you thinking really hard?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my face isn't frozen with Botox.
See, like my thing is
I'll get there eventually. Really hard. No, but I mean, like, so it's breast milk is really cool, but it's not magic. It's not like the end all be all. Like, oh, now that I've breastfed my children,
and look, and I struggled, and I have a friend of mine whose milk like didn't even come in, like, and it happens, like, and you don't know someone's story or in someone's situation. And like, most I ever pumped was one day after like pumping for like literally an hour, I got 6 ounces, and I'm like, I'm not gonna do this. Like, this is I'm not gonna sit there and pump for 1 hour to get fucking 6 ounces. Like, that's not gonna happen.
I was miserable trying to get that. I felt like a cow.
I have to tell you, I know that you love it.
Yeah, I know. And
I did not like it. I didn't like the experience. I don't know that I would do it if I had another baby.
Well, I didn't like it at first, but once I got it and like we found our rhythm, it was
even once we
better.
Found our rhythm, I just wasn't like
I can see, like, I will tell you that it didn't work for me. One of my best friends, it works for her, for both of her kids, and it worked amazingly. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that she did have the benefit of she could just go, like,
yeah,
there was a lot there less stress on her because of the fact that, like, if they needed to go on a trip, if they needed to do anything, for the first year, she just brought diapers and herself.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's the other thing. That's why I really wanted to do it more than anything else. I'm like, breast milk is free.
It's free.
Yeah. You know? But I tried everything. I tried the fucking teas, the cookies. David would buy me, like, oatmeal stout beer. Like, I would try everything I could to make milk. And I just, like, these tits are big for nothing. Like, you know, it's like...
Yeah, it just wasn't. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for you. You know?
And it was such a pain in the ass. Like, it was such a struggle to, like, I felt really disappointed in myself. I'm like, well, this is like, you know what? And I've seen women like walking and breastfeeding.
Yeah, I've seen that too. That's, and I'm like,
nuts.
I can't.
I've seen that shit at Disney. Like, that's nuts in like a good way, like in like a cool way. Like
you are woman here. You roar.
Exactly. Like, I literally saw a lady like cradling her baby on her boob and like texting and walking, and I was like.
They put him in the, like, that, like,
go with God.
Papa song, whatever you call it.
Stephanie is giving her the sign of the cross.
They have them on the
rap thing.
The rap, and the kids just, like,
easier.
On a boob, and just, they're, like, going. And I'm like, you're the shit. Go, mama, go. Like, you know.
And I wanted to do it because I'm that asshole that, like, I have to do everything the right way. And, I mean, I just, it just didn't happen for me. And even my mom, like, God bless her, I love her to pieces, but, like, my mom was like, you really need to try breastfeeding, like, you really need to try a little bit harder. And I'm like, it's not that I'm not trying, it's that it's just not happening.
Yeah.
Like, it's not happening. And she was always like, but just keep at it, because it'll happen. And it didn't.
Well, and I'll tell you, like, look, I love my child more than life itself, and I love being a mom. And I loved having my son. But I will tell you that giving birth and going home and the whole thing with the breastfeeding and the pumping and everything like that, like, this was not what I thought it was gonna be. Like, if I could skip over that whole part, I would have. Because it was
The newborn stage?
Yeah, and it wasn't, like, about Nathan. It was about the breastfeeding and the pressure.
I think the pressure of breastfeeding does that more than anything else. Because I was fine with everything else. I was fine with, like, getting up in the middle of the night. Like, I was fine with... I didn't have to do... I mean, Link wasn't one of those, like, every 2 hour alarm clock. He would sleep for, like, a good portion. So it wasn't, like... I was fine with all of that. I was fine with, like, exploding diapers. Like, I was all fine with that, but it was fun. Like,
that was weirdness. That
it was all new.
Oh, yeah. Are you breastfeeding?
Yeah, the stress and the pressure. And
I'm trying, bitch.
Yeah, and then the questions, and then the, are you doing it? And then the, oh, but, you know, you're going to supplement? Or blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, my child's a fucking truck. Like,
yeah.
Mine's not, but he eats like one.
Yeah.
Well, when we had Sophie, I was able to, like, make it through the whole hospital stay without having to supplement. And actually, I think we made it to, like, 3 or 4 weeks before we started supplementing with Sophie. And then it was, like, alternating feedings. But with Oliver, it was, like, his third feeding in the hospital. Was like, I need formula. Because this kid would stay sitting on my boob for 45 minutes. I would take him off, and 10 minutes later, he was hungry again. He was cluster feeding like nobody's business. So, and then I remember the nurses were like giving me like huge side eye for supplementing, and I'm like, I need a break. Like, I just had major surgery less than 24 hours ago, and I have not been able to sleep. Because he is constantly attached to me. Like, that's not... That doesn't work.
I don't get that shit. I'm like, honestly...
And Oliver... Sorry to interrupt. Oliver and I, like, from day one, supplementing him. And we made it to 9 months, I think. Where we were, like, alternating breastfeeding and supplement. I just got tired. One day, I was like... I was out all day, and I'm like, I don't even want to take my top off. Like, we're done.
But honestly, like, you know what? And this will be my, like, one of my, we've gone long and everything like that. I'm like, you know what, too, and I love everybody in the healthcare profession. You are fucking champions, and you sacrifice, and you help everybody, and great. But you know what? Some of the fucking nurses in the maternity wards and stuff like that, fuck you.
I had a...
No, because somebody, like, they fucking judge your ass.
I had a nurse practitioner I asked for the pump, she came in. Everybody else was, like, pretty good, and they were like, if you want the pump, it's fine. If you want formula, it's fine. Just let us know. I had one that when I asked for the pump, she was like, no, you have to do it from your breast. And I was like, no, I want a pump. Like, I have no problem fucking saying whatever the fuck I feel like saying. So I told her, I looked at my mom was with me. My mom was like, that was a little rude. I'm like, she was fucking rude.
Your mom told you were rude?
My mom told me I was rude. And I'm like, bitch, you're the queen of rude. Like, you do this shit. Where do you think I learned this shit from?
No, and the thing is, the bitch just told me no, that I couldn't tell it. Like, no, fuck her.
And I was like, no, I want the pump. And I don't remember if I told her this or if I thought it and I just didn't say it, but I was like, if you don't give me the pump, somebody else will. Like, I'll just wait till your shift is over and I'll fucking ask for it. Like
one of my best friends, like, she went in to give birth saying, no, I am not going to breastfeed. I am not going to breastfeed. I don't want to do it. I don't, you know, she was just like, I don't think it's going to be something that I want to do.
Right.
My kid's going to be perfectly fine. If I don't do it, I don't want to put that stress on myself. I don't want to put that stress on my kid. I am chosen to do. And you know what? She walked in and she was like, first words out of her mouth, birth plan. I'm not going to breastfeed. I need formula. Let's get this fucking figured out ASAP.
Right.
Don't mention to me about it. And I love Lily to fucking death. And this girl is like you. She walks in and she's like, fuck you, this is what I'm doing.
Right.
And she walked in and she was like, this is what I'm doing. And she said that she had the best, like, hospital stay. Because it was basically like, don't fuck with that girl, because she's walking in with, like,
well, like I said, I
there
like, I
was think, no, oh, but maybe you should try. No, it was part of her chart.
I think a lot of it is like what we've talked about in the past, that are like, especially new moms, like, don't know that there's an option to not do stuff, and they feel like they just have to go with what the hospital staff says, because, which is understandable, is like, oh, these are the professionals, like, they know. But, like, if something is not right for you or not right for your kid, like, say something. Like, don't just go with it. Like, they're fucking human. They can make mistakes. They're not the end all be all. Like, trust your gut, trust your instinct. Yeah.
Like, no. Sure, I love nurses, and I have a lot of friends that are nurses, but you know what?
I had one nurse that was with Sophie, at least. With Oliver, everybody was great. But with Sophie, she was like a bitch and a half. Like, I remember, again, I was trying to breastfeed Sophie, and I was trying to get her to latch, and she wouldn't latch, and she was crying, and Sophie was turning red, and I was getting super nervous, and I was alone. Like, the only people that were in the room with me, I think it was, like, my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law, but, like, Neri wasn't there, my mom wasn't there. Like, it was kind of, like, awkward with my mother-in-law a little bit. And so I'm calling the nurse. I'm like, please, I need help. Like, I can't get her to latch. Can you please come help me? And she responded over, like, the little speaker thing, no, I already showed you how to do it. I'm not coming back. And I'm like,
I would have fucking filed the complaint. See, here's so the thing, fast.
Also, is that you.
But I didn't know.
You absolutely can, because, and
obviously,
even
now,
so,
I know that. But, like, at
but
the
a lot
moment,
of people don't know that, and like, and it, and even at the moment, if you don't say something, the hospital sends you, like, about a week later. They send you, like,
I wasn't thinking about that a week later.
They send you, like, a survey of, like, how your hospital stay was, and if you have any comments, and, like, you can put that. So, like, if you are listening to us, and, like, you're pregnant, or you've never had a baby, and you're just, like, thinking about it, like, just know that you have a voice, and you can, if something doesn't feel right to you, like, you're allowed to say no. It's okay. It's perfectly fine.
It's your body. It's your baby.
My godmother told me she asked me, she came to see me when I was, and she's like, oh, are you struggling breastfeeding or whatever? Like, I got on the topic of that, and she was like, when I had Bianca, who's my cousin, the one that lives in Portugal, she was like, when I had Bianca, they would ask you, apparently in the 80s, it was like a thing. This is before, like, the whole, like, mommy wars or whatever. They used to ask you, do you want to breastfeed or not? And if you said no, they would, like, give you a pill so your milk wouldn't even come in.
Yeah.
And it would, like, dry you out. And you...
That pill is still available, but there's a side effect with that, if I'm not mistaken, that it will permanently dry you out. So if you do decide to have another baby, and you do want to try to breastfeed, it may not work because of that medication.
Well, I'm not, my point wasn't even to bring up the medication. My point was,
well, I just want to put an option.
Right. But I just want to put that out there in case somebody's listening.
Like, see, that, but I didn't know that.
Do a teensy bit of research before asking. Well,
Lily knew she wasn't going to breastfeed. And they told her, like, they tried to, like, scare her. And she's like, no, I'm okay. She went through a week and a half. She taped her fucking boobs because they were engorged and hurt like fucking hell. Because they wanted to be expressed.
Yeah.
They wanted to give the milk.
Yeah, and it just come out.
Yeah, but she, you know, she had to dry herself out, and that's what she did. But she walked, like, she was like, no, I'm fucking doing this. And she did her research, that's and she knew exactly what to do. And the thing is, it was an option before. Now it's like, yeah, that's the thing. Is,
like, it was an option, and it, like, there was no judgment. It's like, oh, okay, you want to do it, great. If you don't, you don't. Like, it wasn't like a huge fucking deal. So anyway, you have an option.
Everybody has an opinion about something, and everybody thinks their opinion is right.
Opinions are like assholes.
Yes.
Yes, to our mamas out there, to our future mamas, to our past mamas, to our new mamas, to our...
Yeah, even like if you knew, like you have a baby already and you didn't know the first time, like, and you want to have another one. Now, like, you now know. You know. Like, you have...
If you don't know, now you know.
Knowing is half the battle.
Yeah. So...
The more you know.
You just say all of the new you know things for together.
Getting late, guys.
All right, well...
It's about that time.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Oh, the wine. We love it.
Oh, yes. The wine.
19 Crimes.
Reminder. 19 Crimes. The Australian wine. This is the Cabernet Sauvignon. Seriously, I can't say it without saying it that
Sauvignon.
Way. Cabernet Sauvignon. Or the Cab. We're drinking 19 Crimes Cab. Amazing.
We love it. We loved it. If you're looking for a wedding, a party, or something, then you want to decorate with wine bottles. This is some pretty
this is a great
awesome
bottle for like a Halloween wine.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's a creepy looking dude. I feel like he's staring at me. It is a great wine. It's easy to drink. It went very really easy. Well with our cookie dough. I'm sure it'll go great with like some red meats or something.
I want a steak.
Very enjoyable. Me too.
Been wanting a steak all week.
Because you know that here.
Oh, you want to meet? Sorry.
She wants the D.
Oh Lord, this has got uncomfortable.
He's at the D.
Oh please,
he wants the D.
Please stop it. Why is this happening? Please make it stop.
Because you stopped drinking, and Christy and I have continued. Heyo.
She wants. I think we should name this. She wants the D.
I'll do it.
Please no. Whatever. Call
shirt.
It whatever you want.
I want that shirt with the Disney font that says she wants the tea.
That's funny.
Me too. Okay, so thank you for checking us out. Thanks for listening to us. We love you guys. What were you going to say?
We apologize.
Okay, we apologize if we've said anything insulting, anything crazy.
I always apologize at the end just in case.
But, I mean, we're 27 episodes in. If you haven't...
You've caught on by now.
Yeah. There's no filter here. There's no filter. There's no shame.
There's not.
It's just real moms drinking some real wine.
And saying cheers.
Getting really drunk. So, cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.